can't do nothing with that bitch the way she fly, Jenny. Yeah. Spread a million up and then my dog stars in. Roly poly with that take nine a car.
Dirt bag.
Couple hoes, they but not yet twice.
Dirt bag.
But my shoes, they look dirty. I got 30 new bitches like I'm Curry. Bought a Rolls
Royce. But we high class. Oh man, shout out to the Instagram viewers,
yo, everybody.
Shout out to the YouTube viewers, hey.
Shout out to
the listeners.
What it do?
Yeah.
I might be having them beats,
certain
shoes.
Dirty shoes. You know what I'm saying? I thought it was appropriate.
Yeah, real dirt bag.
Yeah.
I know Chanel personal work sellier.
Hey.
I know I'm the goat. I know all for my pockets got that cloth on Mary Murphy. Gucci bag for my shoes, they look dirty. I got 30 new bitches like I'm Curry.
Swish.
For the road rest and can't do bleed and swerve. I just wipe my dick out with the roller curtains.
Yo.
Dirt bag.
Whoa, that's the best shit ever, boy.
You know what I'm saying? Like, wipe my dick off with the rose water.
Hey, man, that's probably when you feel like a real dirt bag is when you wipe that dick off at the end.
That's some rich shit. Like, that's some rich nigga talk,
with right? The rose water.
That's some rich nigga talk.
That's high class dirt bag.
Wiping your dick off with the Rolls Royce curtain.
God damn.
High class dirt bag shit. Yep.
Well, you know that the goddamn.
You know where the curtains at on the Rolls Royce?
Yes.
In the back.
You had to take them all off.
You know where the curtains is, nigga.
Did he rip it up or did he stand up in the back seat?
No!
He stood up in the back seat, bro. That's some shit I would do so I would stand up in the back seat. Because I'm not about to fuck up my Rolls Royce curtain.
Here, man. You about to fuck him up, bro.
That shit like $6,000 for 5 feet of curtain. for a 5x3, though. That shit. $5,000 for a curtain. Like, I'll never nut on this goddamn curtain.
That's the most nut you ever gonna have, my nigga. The most expensive wasted nut.
No.
Cause the other one is kids.
They gonna try to take that shit to the cleaners, nigga.
Hey, man, can you repair this?
But how are you gonna explain that?
What did you do? If you got a fucking Rolls Royce, you don't gotta explain shit.
Nah, you be like my man on Smoking Aces. He was like, it was a cinnamon roll.
Nah, you gotta. That's when you get that shit with the Tide stick right before you go to the dry cleaner.
Yeah, you try to clean it before you take it.
You Tide stick that motherfucker.
Ain't got time over to be talking about me. Hell no.
Tide stick.
This nigga rolled in with nut on his shit.
Hey, man, you already know, man. Hey,
that's man. Up for discussion.
Hey, man, why your Rolls Royce curtains crusty? Long story. That's a slong story.
Oh, you ain't using, you're not using your Rolls Royce
right. That's a very slong
right.
story, man.
You're not using yours right there. Yours ain't dirty.
Yeah, man.
What you doing with your curtains?
Yeah, man. That shit. Why you think you come to the crib now? You don't see no curtains in our shit.
I have no use for them in my car.
Ain't no point for curtains in the crib or in the car. Oh, man. What the fuck is going on?
We back, bitch.
We back.
We live again. Ooh, they ain't shut us down yet, goddamn.
Who?
Not yet.
Who gonna shut us down, son?
Man, hey, man, they ain't shut
I'm practicing before we get big.
No, that ain't even gonna come.
That was a good practice round.
They ain't shut us down.
We ain't getting shut down, man. We only getting turned up, you know what I'm saying?
Who, boo boo, who?
Yo. No, not that. No, not
you
the
already know, man. What it is, what it do, man. We are the High Class Dirtbags Podcast, and we coming at you in the middle of the fucking week with an episode.
Surprise.
You know what I'm saying?
It ain't really no surprise we did it last week.
I know.
Yeah, it's last week.
But it's like.
It's another surprise.
Oh, okay. Surprise.
Motherfuckers is still at work
right now.
Niggas is still at work, man.
Some folks watching the live is right now. Everybody else, you catch it when you catch it.
We got four motherfuckers right now.
Okay, we up.
you said four. I count five, though.
No, watching live.
Oh, okay. Four people, man.
Yeah.
Shout out to them four, man. Hey, man, shout out to the four people. The tune in the phone, then we're gonna be at 8.
Tell your mama.
Yeah, this is the best proxy scheme ever.
Tell definitely tell Yo, mom.
You could be the top of your pyramid.
Don't tell your mama.
See, I brought you in, but now you under me. If you get five people under you, then yeah, the pyramid scheme, dog.
Man, don't talk.
See,
a lot of people fail
four niggas, and we all put in $5. Then one person gets $5.
Now it's called a Ponzi scheme. Same thing.
Whoever thought of that shit is a genius. Whoever thought of that fucking shit is a fucking genius.
He's sitting at home. home right now counting up blues.
Blues.
My other blue face.
Some of them in the pen waiting to get out. Like, shit, I got my bread waiting on me though. I'm good. I just got two more years.
Yeah.
I invested in the pyramid scheme.
I'm gonna get it. Yeah. Motherfucker talk about, hey man, give me $30, I'll send you $300. Like, nigga, how that work?
Look.
How that work? The only way I know you get numbers like that in the hood is selling crack. Double ups. Like, straight up.
And you ain't doing that.
Straight up.
Listen.
And you still, like, stretching it like that.
And still on Instagram, advertising that shit.
What, 30 for 300, dog? That's like, that's like 300%.
And still on Instagram advertising that shit.
Like, why do we even go to work?
If it's that easy, if it's that fucking easy, why don't we all do the shit?
Yeah, you want me to send you a Western Union, nigga?
Shit is enticing. They definitely asking for that. The shit is enticing, though.
I tell you what.
Cash out.
When you ain't got no bread, yeah.
$30.
Yeah,
real easy.
I can just get $3,300 real quick.
It's real easy to consider that shit.
As soon as you don't get that money back, you think about all the other dumbass shit you couldn't deal with. $30.
Like, damn, boy, this boy get me for 30. You be like, man, I'm gonna fuck this motherfucker up if I ever meet this motherfucker I ain't never seen in their face.
Yo, he got you for $300.
Ain't never seen their face.
I had the $300. Yeah, I had $300.
I had that $300.
But hold on, what?
I was gonna go to the meat man.
What's the amount you gotta go see that nigga about?
Off the meat truck.
$30, I ain't gonna go see no nigga about.
No,
I mean,
it's the 300 we talking about. That's 270 more.
So $300, you going to see a nigga?
What?
Oh shit, dog! I done seen motherfuckers growing up for less, dog.
What are you selling?
Dog, remember that $5 I let you hold, dog? You ain't
it depends on the principle of it.
Yeah,
pretty
dog,
much.
Hey,
it depends on where I'm at in life, like my pockets.
Yeah, how like, I'm technically
like,
feeling.
Like, if I'm $20 away from homeless, nigga,
I need that.
I'm coming at you, my girl, my nigga.
Calling all.
What's up?
Calling
I'm
taking, all.
I'm getting that dub about you somehow, my nigga. I'm patting your pockets and all that.
What you got, bro? I need $20, dog.
Some nigga trying to get this.
Let me get that PlayStation or something, my nigga. Give me a controller or something. I need to pawn something.
Nigga, you don't need it.
You don't need it. You good?
I don't need it. Who don't need money?
I don't need it. Hey, that's so crazy. My mama called me the other day by some dude. I swear to God, nigga, over $300. Mama was going off, nigga. I don't give a fuck. I want my
money.
I don't give a fuck if it's $300, $200.
Or 30 cents. They love to go to the lowest.
She's like, hell nah, I want my money. I gave him some money and I need my shit back. The same way I gave him.
It's about principles. It's principality.
Like, nigga, you on Facebook stunting. Okay,
Pinky.
You got Rolexes and shit.
You know?
Okay, Pinky, we ain't gonna let you slide with that one. It's
principality.
Oh man, don't let me see a nigga. Now, that's so funny how when a nigga owe you money, if you see a nigga stunting with anything, you like, he's stunting with my money.
He's stunting with my money.
Nigga being $10, that man got blues. You like, look at this fuck nigga, man.
This nigga made my $10, I let him hold, turn that shit to $1,000 using Cash App. Like, I knew that, like, see, I put this nigga on.
I made this nigga
the $10.
I made
for him
nigga
to get to that chick so he can make $100 back. And then he did that shit 10 more times with that $100 and made $1,000. And man, I'm trying to tell you, man, I'm the reason that nigga stunt right now. That's my money.
You can't even be mad. You gotta charge that one to the game.
He also the fucking reason they don't print fucking debit cards in the store no more in Georgia. Them niggas.
But they don't do what?
They don't print debit cards and store them. You know, you used to use your debit card, you just go in the store and get it.
In the bank?
You can't do it no more.
This nigga
said
this
called nigga bank
said
the grocery store.
The store.
This nigga said
the bank is
country boy.
The bank is the store.
This nigga said,
what? That's how many times you go to
the bank?
The money store?
The money store, nigga. The bank is the store.
Called the bank the stove. He said, you going to the store, get another one
printed.
I
never heard a nigga call the bank the stove, dog.
No,
Captain. Ass confused.
I ain't never heard that one.
That nigga had me fucked up. You got to go to the store. I was like, what, nigga? Like,
I'm trying to figure it out. I was like, that's why I said the bank, nigga.
What stove print debit card?
Bank or you want another Publix card?
What are you talking about?
This nigga lost his Kroger's card.
This nigga talking about your Food Lion MVP, dog?
He said the bank. Don't
bring up Food Lion.
I don't even remember them days they give you a joint, like straight up off the gate, like give you a bank card. I don't remember that shit.
No, like, yeah, I used to be able to go into the bank and like they would. I lost a lot of.
It had your name on it.
Everything. It was like, here, sir. Here's your new debit card.
It was a piece of paper.
No, I'm talking about swipety swipe swipe.
They made you a debit card
in
on the spot.
10 minutes.
They knew you was coming. It was like, this nigga lost it.
So lost what? They don't got the machines in the bank no more.
No machines in the bank no more. Because niggas like that.
I remember that shit.
Yeah, it was like quick. It was like. 08 to 09, they stopped doing that shit.
It was an experiment.
Like, yeah.
Niggas was just printing cards like a motherfucker.
They give you like a temporary card.
No, I'm talking about if you lost your whatever fuck bank you had, you lost that bitch. you can walk into the bank and they'll give you a new one. New card number, name on that bitch, everything.
But you gotta get you, I mean, of course they're looking at all your information, so how you jug the system?
Well, because niggas was working at the bank and they was still shooting at the bank.
Niggas was just printing cards. Yeah,
yeah. Nigga, I know I'm fucked up, but I ain't never seen a bank that did them shit like that, dog. Them niggas. Nigga, I ain't never been to a bank that was
bank
like,
probably out of
them
business.
Boy gave me
that's probably, that was probably Wachovia. That was probably Wachovia.
Oh, you didn't go back to Wachovia, though, yeah.
Because whoever was running that bank was a dumb motherfucker. Hey, let's put
that bank is still here.
Debit card printers in the bank. Duh. Let's just put the credit card printers in the bank.
You can't get your license like that on the same spot.
Nigga, you gotta wait for your license. You know
what? I just took the picture, bitch. Give me the thing. Yo, you niggas serious? Y'all never had that?
No. That doesn't sound like they joking about
that. I don't think it don't sound like they joking.
Then why the hell would you ask that?
Have you heard of that?
No, I've never, like, me, myself, personally, I don't know where that nigga was banking it. Like, he just going there like, yo, my name Eddie, put it on my card.
Nah, ain't happening.
Oh, they give you my name, yeah, what's your number? So I'll be like 223-5596. That's not my fucking number, so anybody try it, right? And they be like, oh, okay, what happened? I mean, I lost my card last night. Well, I need y'all to, you know, X that motherfucker and they print me a new one. They would be like, wait 1 second. I will go sit down. Yeah. By the time my ass got warm, I had a new debit card.
Bruh. Bruh. I'm sorry, dog.
This must have been Navy Federal. So,
it was.
Them niggas must have military shit.
Dog, you must be
he
real
said it
disarming,
was. Okay,
dog.
It was military shit.
Oh, that was for niggas with benefits.
Yeah. That ain't a real bank. They trust y'all, nigga. They trust y'all.
Yeah.
They ain't gonna do that for us. Yeah, them niggas. You serve the country, nigga. You can't go but two.
Them niggas know y'all.
You know you about to
Nah, but
them niggas know y'all blood type. Nigga.
Yeah, they do. You know what you're right. And what's crazy was,
of course, you could go to a military bank.
If you got Navy, Federal, or USAA, they mail you, like, you know how your card will expire. They'll mail you a card a year in advance. Like, my shit was gonna expire in 2026. They went on here and just sent me one that's now gonna expire in 2028.
Oh, see, must be nice.
Yeah,
should have said that at the beginning.
I guess that's some kind of
benefits, right? Yeah,
some kind of perk for serving your country. Oh, yeah. Get
something. A little bit.
I mean, yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah, I came out here. You niggas look rough out here, but y'all lose y'all debit card. Y'all fuck for about 7 days.
Yeah, dog. Shit, boy. Who
I mean, no, nah, nowadays, not because you can have your debit card on your phone now. So,
yeah, true.
If you do lose that shit, I don't use it.
And now that's why niggas is robbing you for everything you have. They taking your phone. They taking your shit. Wallet.
Smart
they taking your shoes.
Smarter than a motherfucker.
These niggas ain't got to leave the house to rob you. Before, you had to have a little heart to rob a nigga. Like, you had to have heart and a weapon. Nowadays, you just at the crib.
Got him.
Got him.
Got it.
Straight up.
The whole time, nigga, risking this shit for real.
Nigga, I got no heart. They ain't got no courage.
I'm playing PlayStation right now. The whole time, making money.
Stick
probably
kids.
Watching our podcast.
Internet sticker.
Y'all niggas funny as hell.
They ain't got to have no face to face. They just sticking your ass up
online. That was the whole thing. What's that one video game every motherfucker was playing?
All of
them. Fortnite.
Fortnite.
Halo.
No, Fortnite. Niggas was making drug deals on Fortnite. Because, you know, like, Fortnite was so cross-platform.
Oh, yeah.
So a nigga on his phone could be playing with a nigga on his Xbox.
Oh, like, hey, come get this.
Yeah, so they'd be like, hey, you know, they had their own little language and shit. That's why.
These are geniuses.
Yeah, they are. No. They created a whole video game surrounded by doing nothing but black market shit.
Hey, nigga, download Fortnite.
Hey, man, hold on. Before we get into it, man.
What? Download that fork knife, nigga.
Fork knife.
Hey, man.
It's a game, nigga, but that's how we doing this work, nigga. Don't text me, nigga. Don't
like,
text me.
How you gonna give me the work, nigga? You're like, shit, man. Go ahead and get Minecraft 3. like, niggas trapping off of Minecraft. Like, yeah.
Like,
really
I might be exposing game
burps.
Right now, but that's like Fortnite, Minecraft.
You tell me, nigga.
No, it was like,
no.
Jason, no.
I didn't know about it.
No, but. Shit.
Now I know where to go. We're going to black your face out.
Yo, this nigga's at home right now like, this fuck nigga.
This nigga. This nigga.
This nigga blowing up our spot.
What's his IG, nigga? Like, what's his IG?
Like, hold on. Only four niggas watching. We good.
Ain't nobody watching that shit, nigga. Three bitches and two little niggas.
I'm telling you, but you got to be careful with this online shit, man.
Shit, but before we get into it, man, we ain't even fucking...
We ain't even get into it.
We ain't even get into it, man. Who the fuck are we, dog? Well, I'm Olansky, 1 eye in person, 3 eyes on Instagram. Cause somebody sold my shit. You already know the spiel.
You should know it's your boy JRJ.R. on the IG. You bitch.
Who you already know who it is in this motherfucker. It's Flame Speed, your bitch, you.
Hey. And to my right.
Oh, man, I am the only kid nasty, and I'm only nasty for your hoe.
Hey. Special guest at the build of the day.
For sure. Yeah.
What kind of outstanding-ass introduction was that? God damn, I got to follow that shit. I'm Eddie Kane.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. Thank you. Because usually it come with some old personal shit that niggas really don't want to know.
That big dick nasty at gmail.com. And I'm going to follow that goof ass shit. Nigga, fuck you, nigga.
See? I thought we was going to have a nice introduction for everybody.
Hey, but this is.
He threw his dick in it.
So high class.
Dirtbags. Why is my man doing that? Man, yeah, this is the High Class Dirtbags podcast. A shout out to everybody, Instagram, YouTube, however you watch it.
Everybody on Instagram, man. Like all seven.
Whatever you do, if you follow us and don't watch us.
Six
people. Thank you. But, you know, whatever.
Just we appreciate y'all. Keep it real.
Kind
of. Y'all started with us. Y'all starting from the ground up. So when this shit tick all the way the fuck off, you already knew who y'all is.
Yeah, the first 10.
Yeah, we'll be hiring, so... Just call our secretary, Mike Jones.
Actually, looking for a female blunt roller.
8004.
Can
you repeat that number for them one more time?
That's Mike Jones at 281-334-8004. If you need a
who?
Job. If you need a job.
Who?
Mike Jones.
Who?
Mike Jones.
Who?
Mike Jones.
$20
an hour.
$20 an hour. No benefits, though. No benefits.
So you mean to tell me they're not going to be able to get their card printed when they go into the bank?
No, no. Hell no.
Because we don't give a benefit.
We don't give those benefits. We get a Cash App card. No email, those shit's like nobody's business.
Shit, I'm talking about, I get you a chick, Popeye's biscuit, like, yo, or Popeye's chicken sandwich, like, yo. Matter of fact, speaking of which, this is what I want to talk about, man. This whole chicken craze going on, did y'all know that I was doing some research and some reconnaissance? Because I fell out.
More than an hour of your term.
It was probably like 45 minutes, okay. So it was pushing it. I was getting to the point where I was like, damn, this is wasting my time. But then I discovered what I needed to find.
That time back from your life.
I discovered what I found. Researching
no chicken
sandwich. They were going in wormhole. They were going deep as hell.
Paprika, nigga, paprika.
What I discovered was worth the 45 minutes that I spent. And the 35 seconds I spent being pissed off because I thought I wasted 45 minutes.
So that was 45 minutes and 35 seconds to be exact.
Yeah, probably around there.
About the same amount of time.
And you was really pushing the hours. You was pushing that shit.
Tiptoe.
Yeah, I was better half a mile. Yeah, that shit was almost, So anyway, I discovered that they're not out of the actual chicken breast.
No.
They're out of the bread.
The bun.
So you can go there with some Captain John's dessert bread from fucking Publix or Kroger right now and get you one of them breasts. Because it's
BYOB.
Yeah, it's a commercial. They're that serious about this.
For bring your own motherfucking bread.
But you know what they give you?
Yeah.
Three chicken tenders.
Yeah. They give you three chicken tenders that are just marinated the same way the chicken patty was. And throw them bitches on there. You see them?
So you ain't getting no pickle. You ain't getting none of that sauce or whatever they had.
Chick-fil-A would never.
Chick-fil-A sitting back laughing
with KFC
right now. Like,
no.
I told y'all, niggas. I told y'all.
You can't keep up with this shit.
First and foremost.
I do this shit.
We bred for this shit, man. We got chicken for days,
man. Chicken for goddamn late, bitch.
Chick-fil-A talking to Popeye's like Bane was talking to Batman.
These niggas.
We was born in this.
I gotta ask this question.
We was molded by the coops.
Adopted this chicken.
I gotta ask this
question. We was born in it.
We put egg on chicken,
we
bitch.
We marinate our chicken.
We killed a whole chicken, bitch.
Oh my god, they ran out of buns?
I'm really like baffled by that shit right now because, like, I don't watch a lot of TV. I play Call of Duty. That's what the fuck I do. And I'm DJ. Right. You know what I'm saying? But, like, y'all really got me baffled because did you say the shit say BYOB?
Yeah, bring your own bread.
BYOB.
Bring your own bun?
That's not even that baffling as the question I'm about to ask.
Okay.
It took you 45 minutes to find
out. you forgot the 35 seconds though.
He said, he was like, I did some research. I was doing research. Like, he just couldn't find it. I was scouring the web.
He said reconnaissance to me.
Hey. Like, he had to call other motherfuckers, like, have you heard about this?
Look, this nigga clearly could have Googled Bun and Popeyes. Like, would have been done.
He called Popeyes headquarters and they wouldn't tell him. Sorry, sir.
Oh, shit. Yo, this man said he had to do some reconnaissance.
You know the funniest part, though, is it only took 35 seconds. I was like, nigga, I'm doing
it. The 35 seconds was the most important part.
He was like, I could have been finding this shit out.
Hell no. You know what? Chick-fil-A would fuck the game up if they had a bucket.
A bucket
Chick-fil-A come out a bucket.
Chicken, nigga.
Bucket of chicken. A bucket of chicken.
But you got to think this. Breast none of that chicken have...
Bones. Yeah, that shit bone out.
Breast and thighs, though. Come out with the bone.
Let me tell you about Chick-fil-A. I got 6 years of Chick-fil-A.
Know. Then it's different chicken.
Yeah, dog. That's your different chicken, bro. Like,
let me tell you the secrets of Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A chicken is
chicken.
Chick-fil-A chicken is magical.
That's the herbs and spices on it. That's that crunch that's on that shit.
Let me tell you the secrets of Chick-fil-A.
That's chicken.
That shit is definitely genetically modified to be
delicious. Did you know if you order more than $50 Chick-fil-A to deliver it to you? Dross Mike.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah, that's the
kid. Oh, no, wait. Yo, check this out, though.
You won't do that easily.
Did you know they have DoorDash?
Yeah, but no, Chick-fil-A will bring it to you. No charge.
I order $50 worth of Chick-fil-A all the time.
I ain't never ordered $50 of Chick-fil-A. Once I hit $23, I'm like, God damn.
Shit, man.
Nigga, that's a sandwich and
lemonade.
That's easy.
What the fuck? No, that's like a milkshake. That's like a large milkshake and The meal with the bacon, the chicken joint with the bacon, and it's grilled and all that shit. Yeah, and it's large. Yeah, that's about goddamn $15.
Yeah. That's what I just said. A sandwich, nigga, and a lemonade. Well,
that's why, man. You know what, ladies? Y'all can't be mad if a nigga take you to Chick-fil-A.
Hell no.
He about to spend $60 on you.
Unlimited sauces?
Easy. Man, if you want some ice cream, what? 35
different combinations of sauces you can have.
So you let them mix the sauce free. Like the Polynesian with the honey mustard.
Man, whatever you
the Polynesian got to get mixed with the Chick-fil-A sauce. It got to.
Man, that should be
healthy. No, I like it.
And if you ain't never did it, do it.
I like
it
different.
You why welcome. You have to say that so aggressively?
You welcome.
Hey. No. Fuck that. I'm glad he said it aggressively. Did you say you mixed Polynesian with a Chick-fil-A sauce?
Man, I drizzle that shit on myself.
You put the Polynesian on top. You put the Chick-fil-A sauce on the bottom. Rock out. You welcome.
Try it.
I'm trying to tell you.
He's a fucking madman. What is wrong with it? You just want to see the world burn.
Your taste buds gonna be dancing like Diddy, nigga.
Yo, take that.
Just imagine your taste buds with some shades on and shit and sparkling.
This nigga's the chicken Hitler. He just coming up with shit.
Yeah, he just really fucked me up.
You know what I'm saying? So if I make an X, like one side be Polynesian.
You ain't gotta do that. You gotta just put it on a bun, my nigga.
Man, yeah,
so you the type of nigga who put French fries in your Frosty too, don't
fuck
you?
Fuck no. Oh. Now you.
Wait.
I ain't that nigga.
You ain't dip it?
That ain't no classy shit, man. You a rebel if you doing that.
Yeah, dip the Frosty?
That's hot and cold. You doing hot and cold now.
Yeah, it's like
potato and ice cream. That's crazy.
He says potato and ice cream,
you say that's not that bad, actually.
Potato and milk.
I mean, people. I know people that do it.
Man, this shit sound bad. Like, yo,
you want some potato and milk?
I'm like the chemist. I'm gonna do some chemistry shit. Like, I'm gonna take barbecue sauce and mayonnaise and whip that shit up. Dip my
so that's what you do.
Yo,
bow.
Barbecue sauce and mayonnaise,
nigga. You welcome.
First off, what the fuck made? What did you have in your cabinet that made you try that shit?
Boom! Check it out. I was eating a chicken sandwich. It had barbecue and mayonnaise on it. I had some fries on the side. Barbecue and mayonnaise dripped off. Scoop up with my fries.
Wow. This nigga got sent to the moon when he did that shit.
My hat popped off. Like a cartoon.
This nigga said, bitch.
Got me a little saucer and shit. Been dipping ever since, nigga. Dip too hard.
I ain't never did no shit like that.
You gotta get creative.
That's pretty much like honey mustard.
Fuck ketchup.
Who the fuck told you that?
Ketchup is passe. Can
you think about it?
2020, nigga. We ain't off ketchup.
You got a mayonnaise gonna be ketchup. What? That shit gonna be like orange.
We don't even use regular mustard no
more. That's honey mustard. What kind of mustard you use?
Dijon.
That brown or that
spicy
Dijon.
That spicy
Dijon. Brown or that honey mustard.
Yeah.
That regular, okay, I understand that. That regular shit.
You gotta grow your taste buds up.
You do.
That Dijon mustard is bitter, though.
I don't eat that.
But you need that.
I said brown. I ain't say Dijon.
I can't eat spicy mustard.
Spicy brown mustard.
I don't like wasabi.
It ain't super spicy.
No, but it's got like horseradish. Yeah, I don't eat horseradish, dog. I'll fuck with wasabi.
No, they got it without. They got it without. Because I don't like horseradish.
Yeah, I would have to try it, dog.
So you don't like wasabi?
I can't eat no kind of horseradish, dog. That shit, like, instantly, like, that is like the opposite of my taste buds, dog. Like, for some reason, dog, I discovered that, dog, because, you know, my people fucking eat sushi and shit, so it's like.
Yeah.
Like.
Sushi's a shit.
Yeah, I cannot that eat wasabi, disgusting. Dog.
What? Yeah, are you a fucking terrorist, nigga? I fuck sushi, what?
Sushi, like, one time. Sushi is disgusting.
I don't like seaweed, dog. I don't like seaweed.
Fried or raw.
So sushi is nasty.
Yes.
Nigga. I used to think that. I ain't gonna front. I used to think that, but then. Once I tasted it,
you ever been to a good what sushi I was
eating,
restaurant?
I'm like, hey, I'm eating rice and fish, and the sauce is bomb.
Bomb.
That's some of that yum yum.
Kills it, like.
That yum yum, nigga. Yum yum.
Yeah.
That
old shit. You don't like hibachi?
No, yeah, I fuck with hibachi. For dinner, bro.
You gotta try sushi, bro. Get you a roll of sushi, man.
Yeah, nah, oh, yeah. Bro, tonight you get sushi.
No, that's a duck.
The cook kind with a tempura shrimp sticking out of it.
No, that's a duck.
No, man.
He just ain't gonna do it.
Like, I'm like that too. Like, I don't eat potato salad. Niggas judge me on that.
You ain't potato salad.
I don't fuck with
potato. I don't eat deviled eggs. You judge me too.
Nah, that's a no for me, dog. Potato salad.
That's a no for me, dog.
So,
potato salad?
Huh? What's wrong with it? Texture?
It's cold.
Taste?
It got, like, vegetables and shit in it.
Well, yeah, I mean.
Mayonnaise. Mad mayonnaise.
You like mayonnaise?
I don't like that much goddamn mayonnaise.
Potatoes and eggs, dog.
It's cold, but it's cold.
Good vegetable.
It's
that,
cold.
That shit be hitting, dog. When that shit mixed with that barbecue sauce.
It do, yeah.
That's how I
know.
I
don't even like the sound. Don't even scoop it and be like, do you want some? I'm like,
nigga, that's how I know about mustard and motherfucking. Mayonnaise and barbecue sauce, nigga. Cause potato salad and barbecue sauce, dog. Yeah.
So
that barbecue sauce hit that motherfucking potato salad.
You don't like the sound of potato salad neither?
That shit.
I don't like the smell, the sound, or the taste.
Sound like mac and cheese, and we all love mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese
that
different,
shit does
bro.
Not sound like. Don't disrespect.
Potato salad
like
be popping
that,
and shit. Pop.
You gotta get some.
If your mac and cheese sound like that shit ain't set right. Your mac and cheese all popping and shit.
Do you guys eat deviled eggs?
Hell yeah.
I fuck some eggs up.
All you niggas are Republicans.
But you know what, though? Lately,
actually, I'm a Republican.
Lately, though.
But yeah, I
knew it.
You should eat a lot of eggs, though, so I don't fuck with eggs that heavy.
I knew it.
This nigga said niggas who eat hard eggs are Republicans. I'm a Republican that eat hard eggs. Man, I might have a point there.
You eat scrambled joints?
I don't.
You don't fuck with eggs in general?
No, but it's not. But the thing is, the weird thing is I'll eat the inside of
the yolk.
No, the deviled egg. Not the egg, but of a deviled egg. You know, like you got the yellow.
Oh, you're talking about the shit that they mix up.
Yeah, I'll eat that.
That's the egg.
That's egg.
But you ain't gonna eat the white part.
Oh shit! Nah. Let me blow your mind real quick.
That yellow part is the egg, my nigga.
But it's a different egg.
It's like the yolk.
The white part don't taste like shit.
The white part fucks me up.
It don't taste like shit though.
Yeah, it fucks me up. Like I don't even like. Like I'm not saying I don't eat eggs, but I don't even like to see what they call like over easy eggs. Like
oh, like
I don't want no white shit in my eggs.
Oh, you just want your eggs yellow.
My girl say my shit be burnt. Like, I like them shits, like, almost.
A little brown.
Yeah, I used to do that, too.
With the season sauce.
You got to eat those shits ASAP.
I'm sorry, bro.
Because if
I'm
you
sorry.
Don't eat them shits ASAP, you got you a
fried
a
egg
chip.
Sandwich, dog. Kind of over medium.
And they got them yolk, nigga.
Like, to where it's, like, hard on the outside, but dude, as soon as you bite into that motherfucker, that shit just, Lord Jesus, dog. Like, because I used to be like that, dog. I used to, like, my fucking
with
that shit, dog.
The white shit
and then. And then you use the bran to scoop up that last little
nigga,
bit.
Yeah, you gotta stop.
And don't have some jelly left too.
Nah,
we teaching niggas how to
done.
Eat.
Done. It's done.
I'm not fucking with potato salad either, but chicken salad, I bust that shit.
Chicken
down.
Salad, eggs, I fuck with egg salad.
Chicken salad and potato salad, dog. It's just
I just replaced the chicken with the egg. It's not, potato.
It's not the same.
Yeah, so your beef is with potato.
It's not the same.
It's not disrespectful, bro.
Your beef is with potato.
Potato salad is not the same.
This nigga about to roll on potato.
Give it to him,
totally different thing.
Give it to him, JR.
It's made the same way.
No, it's not.
Give it to him, JR.
You never had no egg and rice.
Break it down for him, dog.
You never cooked no egg and rice.
Like fried rice?
By itself, no, just regular rice. You yeah, just rice. Rice and egg.
But that ain't, no, I ain't never did that myself. All right. Well, per se.
Kelly, Kelly B. Jasmine.
That's potato salad.
Kelly B. Jasmine just said, don't disrespect mac and cheese. All right, Kelly, I got a task for you.
What your mac and cheese look like, Kelly?
Yeah, what's your mac and cheese look like, Kelly?
How did you make mac and cheese nasty like that? Like, yo, Kelly, yeah, your mac and cheese.
Like, hey, Kelly, I need you to look up the ingredients to. I need you to look up the ingredients to. So to potato salad and chicken
you
salad.
You be in culinary school, you run up on a chick. What's your mac and cheese?
Kelly. What's your mac and cheese?
Yo, he just made that mac and cheese poppin'? Sexual as hell. Like, what's your mac and cheese?
Poppin'? Nigga, you made mac and cheese sexual as hell.
What's your mac and cheese?
What's your mac and cheese like, Kelly? Like, damn, nigga.
Let's get it.
Let's go with that mac.
I didn't know where we was going.
2 hours later.
She got that craft mac.
Undisclosed macaroni noises.
We're gonna have a macaroni noise off one night. We need three ladies to send in your macaroni noises. We're gonna judge who got the best macaroni based on
that man just
how it sound. Because we can't taste it.
I'm totally behind that.
We can't taste it.
I'm totally.
We're gonna judge it based off how it sound.
Look.
How your macaroni?
I'm so down for that.
You send in your real dirt bag.
Look, send in your macaroni noises.
Macaroni.
I don't want to see no video. No video.
No.
Dark room.
Whoa.
Doing what you gotta do.
Wow. P.O. box. Dark room, bro. I'm talking about macaroni and cheese.
Noises.
Yo, what is this nigga talking about, dog?
What the fuck
is this nigga just set the room for macaroni? Dark room.
Yeah.
No lights.
No lights.
You a spoon.
You trying to get her to burn the damn house down. Nah, man. I'm talking about macaroni and cheese, man.
Nah, man. I want to see it.
What that girl just say?
Turn the lights off. What?
Man. I said, what you say back? What her macaroni noise?
She said, but mine looked like heaven.
Sheesh.
Hey, man,
it gotta be glazed on the top. I need to see.
Yeah.
I need to see what the macaroni looks like. I need to inspect what the macaroni looks like.
You gotta have that nice lay on top.
I don't know.
Get the triple dip to get that extra macaroni.
When you put that
fork
in that bowl,
see what the cheese gonna do. See what the cheese gonna do after you drop that bitch back. If the cheese stay there, I don't know.
Go ahead, y'all. Y'all went crazy.
Mac and cheese down.
I'm talking about they just went crazy on the mac and cheese.
They did, man. What did mac and cheese do to you?
Mac and cheese tell you a lot.
Hey, Chick-fil-A served mac and cheese.
Okay, so you go to any barbecue, any family function. Who made the mac and cheese?
That's the first question.
Mac and cheese.
You're right.
But you like.
Yeah. Who made no, they.
You see that big ass football field shake pan of macaroni and cheese?
Who made the
brown eggs with little do you know?
That don't mean shit. About the potato mac salad, cheese. Bro.
Don't nobody ask about the damn potato salad. Till you about to eat it. Nah, because I seen y'all niggas. Y'all get the potato salad and y'all be like, right before y'all eat it, y'all be like, who made the potato salad?
It's already on that plate.
Yeah, it's already on that plate. But the mac and cheese, I ain't even about to go in until you tell me.
I'm just saying, how many barbecues you been to a nigga walking the door and be like, yo,
everyone who made the potato salad?
That's the first thing I say.
Back home,
yeah. Back home. I'm like, potato salad.
This way.
Nigga walking like, hey, y'all, who made the potato salad?
You know what I'm saying?
That's gonna be the first thing.
Nah, I mean, y'all don't do that, but we—that's what we. This is a big thing back home, South Carolina, bro. Like, so I mean,
potato salad is like okay on your tier of like, plate
like,
things.
Like no, like it's
no, no,
like,
hold on, listen. On your tier of plate things, where do potato salad land?
Mine probably be like three.
Yeah, so you got a big helping of that shit.
You gotta hit the potato salad like at least third. That's what you said.
I got you, JR. So let me check if you have a plate. And it's sectioned off. You got four sections. So you mean to tell me?
I'm an equal opportunist, dog.
You're going to dedicate a whole bowl.
See, that's what I'm saying. So one of those slots going to potato salad?
Because I said it's shit three on my list. So if I got four or five things, I'm an equal
opportunist.
It depends on how much stuff.
Somebody got to share.
It's going
to
be all
that's what I'm telling you. It doesn't matter how much people have there. You're going to make sure you get some fucking macaroni.
That's
going on the plate off top. Potato salad is like a second round draft pick.
It's like depending.
Don't you hate when you go to a barbecue and they got the flat plates and you get the the beans and shit, and the beans just take over the plate.
The juice. The juice.
Oh, so you like your beans thick?
The motherfucker just spread out on the whole plate.
You about to start going crazy.
Fucking beans lay down over the
crust. I'm not. I was actually going back to food. I thought we were talking about pussy, but we're not. So it's kind of like whatever, right?
This nigga want to take the conversation to pussy so bad.
I kind of do.
Let's talk about pussy, Eddie.
Man, let's talk about
this food talk making you hungry.
It is, my nigga.
Fucking with you,
jeez.
Man.
Look, okay,
so about good fucking macaroni.
Do you like your beans? I'm like, do you like your beans thick?
Do you like your beans thick or?
No, nigga, fuck y'all.
What you like to do with your beans? What you like to do,
man? Like, nigga, come.
Don't ever ask me, do I like my beans thick ever again in my life? Like, I don't care if it's for the.
For me,
dog. I don't care if that's a podcast.
That's a no for me, dog.
You know what I'm saying? Or whatever.
You a thick bean like an ass.
We ain't never gonna talk about thick beans on this show ever again.
Nigga wants to talk about pussy.
Oh, yo. That nigga said, yo.
He got an appetite for destruction. He just really have an appetite.
He said, in a dark room.
What? I'm talking about with the lights on.
Yeah, with the
what's
lights
she listening to, Eddie Kane?
Her macaroni.
That's all she wants to hear too, just the macaroni.
Her macaroni.
Like, yeah,
unplug the refrigerator. I just want to hear this.
I just want to hear the macaroni. That's it.
Man, listen.
Just want to hear the macaroni.
What you like your macaroni to sound like?
Nah.
Still ask him that.
It,
man.
We
going to change gears.
Yo, what you mean?
No, we going to change gears here and talk about some happier shit.
It ain't nothing happier than pussy.
That's true.
Thank you.
I can't.
Oh, win. Always fucking
we
win.
Agree there, buddy.
Thank you. There's we nothing happier there, than pussy. Yeah. What else are you really excited about?
Weed.
Okay.
Awesome.
I said money. Mm.
Ain't that a shame to
money?
Say?
Money. Call of Duty. Why do you get money?
To buy weed.
To have money.
Buy weed.
No,
and
I get
what
money.
Else?
Oh, man.
Call of Duty.
We're getting there.
No, I get business with no money, so that ain't. I don't get the money for the
put
business.
Gas in my car.
I just like Call of Duty. Enjoy myself.
Pay my
like
bills.
Y'all don't get fuck about these
Call of Duty.
Take care of my kid.
I don't need the money. I don't need the money to get nothing.
What am I missing here, Eddie? What am
Call
I
of Duty.
He said Call of Duty. You know what I'm saying?
The frequent pogo sticking.
What? Girls? Women?
Are you buying pussy, Eddie?
No. We all buy pussy.
Do I need money for that?
You fucking retarded. You fucking
man,
crazy.
We're not talking about buying pussy or this goddamn
No, I've never wanted to buy pussy before.
I know where you're trying to go, but we ain't going. I know where you want to go, but we ain't going.
Nah. What did I just say?
To the moon.
What did I just say? I said I never wanted to buy pussy before. I said that. That was dumb.
Wow.
You got your answer. You got your answer. You got your answer.
That's fucking crazy, man. Man, we should have never started talking about
macaroni.
We can't talk about macaroni, nigga, without a nigga going left.
Apparently no food items.
I guess not.
Apparently no food.
Room items. Full of dirt bags.
All right, talk about cars then.
Dirty.
1988 Box Chevy.
I don't know.
96 Impala.
What about it?
Two best cars ever made.
You like them?
Love them. Two best cars ever made. I could put them pound for pound up against any other car.
Word.
Because they both got fat
asses.
I can go anywhere with
the
this
car,
shit.
Bro. That's
both of them got fat ass.
Anybody know about cars?
Cars?
Yeah.
Nah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I know about cars. They go fast.
Yeah, I get in mine.
Sometimes.
I drive. I know where my gas tank at. I know how to change my tires and brakes and oil and
Hey, would you think there was a lot of men that don't know how to do that shit?
For Preston Will? Yeah, it's a lot of niggas that don't.
It's a majority of motherfuckers don't know how to do that. Like if you told them to change their oil, they would look at you as if you had three dicks in your head.
I don't know if they look like
why?
That.
Why three? I don't know. It's a nice number. No, but I'm saying.
A lot of niggas is like, yeah, that shit.
They might look at me like they don't know. No, they're going to look at me like,
get up on
what?
I can do the motherfucker, but I ain't getting up on no goddamn car.
That's how I would look at a nigga if I see them with 3 sticks on this shit. I ain't just going to be like.
That's me. I'm not doing that. I'm not $25. You can put the whole car down.
Because it's a time thing. But if you had time to do it, you would know how to do it.
That nigga got brand new rotors and shit for $25, though.
That's a deal.
Hey, man.
Bankhead.
Text me this nigga.
Yeah, once we get done with this show.
I need new rotors right now.
I'm going to get that.
Yeah, we all about to roll up on it right now. You want to make $75?
I got three jobs for you, motherfucking
ass. These three cars right here, nigga. $75 is all yours.
I'm that serious.
Nigga, put in your hand right now.
Oh no, I know niggas who working for $80 a day. I know niggas who working for about $60 a day.
What quality work? Your shit ain't gonna fall apart.
I'm talking about probably the best mechanic I ever known.
That us
has never charged me more than $60.
Yeah, I need a mechanic career, bro. Put him on.
Shout out to my boy Chico, the mechanic.
Oh, well, but shit, what then put me in the game, coach? What's
up, Chico? Shout out to me, because I'm never charging myself more than $60. I'm just playing, but nah.
I need all that. Chico the mechanic, man. Shit. We about to get you busy, son.
Yeah, dog. Shit. $80, dog. I got it. Hey, man. Shit, I might fuck around, man. Motherfucker do a good job.
Tune up.
Man. I got 84 solo. I got 84 solo,
dog. I need some other shit done, nigga.
Yeah, we're going to build a relationship. I'm going to call you next week. I need some more shit.
Like, we go.
Do this shit in sections, nigga. This week, I get this done. And next week, I make an appointment with the nigga so he's ready. Don't do nothing on Saturday.
Kelly say she hungry as fuck. I ain't talking about food, man. All I was talking about was food. Y'all know.
Is this the macaroni lady?
The macaroni lady.
Well, now you're now macaroni.
Hey, Kelly B, just me. You are now the macaroni lady.
Make some macaroni, Kelly B.
He's gonna make some macaroni.
Make some macaroni and put some meat in.
What the fuck is going on?
That's a thing, though.
Just loaded macaroni.
Yeah, make some macaroni and put some meat in.
I don't know. We talked about last time.
Ground beef. Ground turkey.
Oh,
Malik
Yoba. Malik, we tried to touch on that.
Talk about this.
I don't know too much about that. I just see people.
Yeah,
people
man.
So.
Yeah, that motherfucker wilder, man. Shit, we already done talked about that nigga, man. So.
Facto.
Yeah, shout out to, man, JT Williams, man.
What's new in the world?
Oh, that was his name on New York Undercover. Yeah,
shout out to that nigga.
My man, telling on everybody.
Oh
man.
Snitch now.
Hey, bro. Hey, little
snitchier.
All right, that's a good question, dog. Scenario time, dog.
I love
Eve. He my favorite. Here we go, y'all.
Even before we start the scenario, you always say,
when he take the stand, do it.
Do it, dog.
I ain't seen nothing. I ain't had a blicky.
Dog, yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Nigga said he told on everybody.
Yeah, I'm just looking at what they said.
Nino Brown, you know, on the niggas. Kareem Akbar.
Supposedly, I guess it's not even supposedly. He's actually taking the stand as we speak right now. Telling everything. And he was basically saying how he didn't have to do nothing to get initiated into the gang. Set.
Showed the handshakes and all.
But supply money to him. Like, oh, shit. Like, damn.
Damn, going out bad.
But
scenario time.
So scenario time, right?
Scenario.
All right, man. You're a young kid from the hood. You just want to make it. You got a kid. You had a kid when you was 15, 16. You're about 17 now. You do music. Some motherfuckers come talking about, yo, we want to rock with you. We want you to be our artist. You just gotta switch up your style and trust us. Join this game. Represent. Shout out to our, shout out Click. Do all that shit. And do everything that 6ix9ine did to get on. To make sure he can supply for his daughter. Because he grew up in the projects, you know what I'm saying?
So do you know everything he did?
I don't know everything. Okay, but I'm just
some
saying.
Some shit he did that I'm just not gonna do.
No, yeah. I'm just summing it all up.
I'm just summing it all up.
You know what I'm saying? In this big scenario time, so. All
right.
Niggas, you'd be like, you finally wise up, be like, I ain't giving y'all no more money. Like on some movie shit. Like, this is gonna be the craziest made for TV movie.
This is like, you saying, like, fast forward after you've already been like, okay, yeah, I'll do it.
Yeah, like, all right, now, like, he making millions, now they want half his millions. You're like, oh man, hold on, man. Like, shit, it's tough. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the real tough.
They come at you like ice on.
And you're like, nah, I ain't giving you no money.
Pay them full.
And then they try to kill you.
You ain't giving your mama no real money.
And the defense come after they try to kill you. What do you do?
Mm.
What the fuck do you do, though?
Man, I ain't no question.
Well,
what the fuck do you do?
See, it's two different answers. Because street code, the street answer. If you a street nigga, is you go ahead and roll with the punches, my G.
I ain't never seen the streets pay nobody rent, though.
I mean, that's not the street answer. I'm telling you the street answer.
I mean, we all know the street answer.
Yeah, them niggas just, you know, roll with the punches, don't say nothing, street code, blah, blah, blah.
Take that time. But take that time.
Because you was playing that game.
Yeah.
You got to stick to the rules of the game.
But what if he was never really a part of that game?
But you was playing the game.
Once again.
Regardless, you was playing.
Once again, if you was a kid that was.
Nigga like that gonna do that.
Yeah.
They fought though for letting them come in. Exactly.
I agree with that. I agree with that. Because you knew what type of nigga he was. You knew he wasn't going, you know, how they said, was saying, you know, we've. Ben never fold or something, he was saying.
You can't be like, man,
Ben don't break, all that shit.
Hey, man, all these niggas is folding chairs out here, bro.
Yeah, facts.
All of them. I ain't gonna tell the story.
Hold down. Yeah, man, that's what, I mean, that is, that's tough,
you
man.
You did most of that shit your fucking self.
Same time, though, you can't be bringing that much attention to yourself and the whole squad.
Half of that shit on you, so shit.
And then
like,
you
nigga,
let,
yeah, so
y'all letting
this
shit slide and just getting caught up in the moment, and then all of a sudden, you got the feds on your ass. You knew they was gonna be on you immediately when you got all the crazy shit in the video.
So take the time.
You gonna have to take that L, man. Go ahead,
sit down and hope that them niggas don't try to kill you too.
Yeah.
All right. Cool.
Just know that's a dangerous game you playing in the first fucking place, man.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you playing the game, you gotta.
And if you're not watching the boss when you playing that game, you ain't. What are you looking at? You gotta watch how the boss moves. I'm working for the nigga. If I'm working for the nigga, I'm watching that nigga. Because you got there somehow. You've been the boss this long somehow. I'm not about to be no. I'm gonna be a do boy. But just know, nigga, you not about to make no moves without me seeing that shit. Period.
What?
You that nigga. I gotta watch. I got to watch you.
What you talking about?
That nigga lost me.
What nigga feel me though?
I know what you talking about. I picked up on it.
Translate.
No, that shit was funny. No, he said shit. My man, the boss, like, say you ghost.
Yeah, and I'm like Sean.
Well, we talking about 6ix9ine, right?
Like, yeah.
Okay.
No,
okay.
No, when he's saying the boss, go. As far as like,
and I'm 6ix9ine.
Like, I guess the, I don't know the dude.
Are you talking about
the
dude above 6ix9ine? Yeah, whoever's above 6ix9ine, you saying 6ix9ine should have been watching him?
Yeah. But that's why 6ix9ine sitting at that table on that in that court right now. He was playing a dangerous game. You came from nothing. I'm not gonna discredit that. Ain't like one of these suburban motherfuckers, right? Come from nothing. Achieved the highest of heights. We was just talking about freedom earlier today. He achieved freedom. He got paper, bitch. I ain't got to worry about a lot of shit, but I got paper. And then all that was taken away.
The road, because the road to getting that paper, he was doing all that dumb shit.
Damn, this nigga try snitching on everybody.
But he got there. He achieved freedom.
And to have that freedom.
But the only way he achieved it was by doing the shit that he did. You feel what I'm saying?
Ain't nobody worried about that shit.
No, but I'm saying that's what got the feds on his ass. That's what got the feds on his ass was the shit that they was doing to get to the freedom, as you would put it. You know what I'm saying? Like, all the wild shit. Like, you hot now, but you now you boiling hot, and they already investigating you. That's how they build the case. Like, the case ain't take 2 months. They was building that shit.
To threaten him with that type of time.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that ain't no just stumbled upon that shit.
You gonna have to give out.
They watching you, son. Yeah. Like, you in the videos with all the flags and all the drugs, and y'all deep as fuck, and your videos is already getting shut down and all kind of crazy shit.
And then if you notice, the more experienced...
They only gonna let you get so big before they be like, all right, we gotta shut this shit down.
And then if you see and that's why, for me, his identity is kind of questionable. Because you don't see other niggas doing that.
I mean, it is.
They might be in a video with the bitches in the bottles, but...
It ain't questionable now because he's telling. He's telling you exactly who he is and what he was. Now.
They say he telling on people who... He don't even know these niggas he telling on. Like,
he just naming names. He just naming names.
Calling everybody out. Like, what the fuck?
I never met him, but I know that's... You know his name is this and that.
I honestly feel like everybody mama told them that. As a child, like, stop telling so far.
Yeah, don't be a tattletale.
You know what I'm saying? Don't be a tattletale. Like, at the end of the day, man, like, you play stupid games, you get stupid results. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And that's what, that was the stem of it. But in the process of him playing a stupid game and getting stupid results, he took a lot of motherfuckers down with him, bro.
Think about what you said. Title, like happened. When you said, your, like when your what mom just tell you, that's the definition of title telling. You playing,
yeah.
And you playing with up. Some motherfuckers and fucking around and get hurt, the and then you in. Go in and tell. You was participating in the shit that got you hurt.
Facts.
Shut the fuck up. Suck it
take
up.
Building, go play. Take it, take
you know
it.
What I'm saying? Take the you know what I'm saying? Take the wound or whatever you got as a consequence of playing. The nigga was playing the gang game.
Now he got gang results.
Now he got gang results. Nigga, that's just what
happened.
Gang
and drug results.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what you're doing? Okay.
It's a risk and reward.
This is what we do to guys that like to do this.
Yeah,
this is what they go through. Now he's seeing it for his
son. The type of nigga he probably is, he probably thinking like, nigga, I'm the smartest nigga in the world, nigga.
He gonna get out and blow up.
He probably not gonna blow up, but he gonna have that paper. They gonna maybe be on that paper.
Maybe
gonna,
that was his plan all along.
You think anything will happen to
him?
He's
about to be slick, man.
Yeah, he about to get the hell out of
it's,
blood,
it's not necessarily like, bro, you could, a black eye heals unless you, you know what I'm saying, unless you kill the nigga, then all the rest of that shit, bodily harm, it heals. But, bro, one thing I had to learn, everybody know, like, who the fuck wants, it don't matter where you could go anywhere in the world, everybody's still gonna know you a fucking rat. Yeah. That's a terrible persona. Nobody wants to fuck with you off that
you
right
to bury
there.
Yourself, bro.
Like, bro, the government is fucking dirty. Don't nobody want to fuck with you. You're a rat, nigga. Nobody in the government would even fuck with you.
Hey, my nigga, you just I don't even know how you know that, but this nigga's a genius because I'm telling you.
But you know what's people, so fucked up? Mike, go ahead.
No, but people believe that, like, you know, colonels and shit, you know, these people, these generals you see on TV, let me tell you, them some of the dirtiest motherfuckers, but all of them do the fucking dirt. None of them say shit. The police even feel like that. If we shoot a kid, you know what I'm saying? Don't fucking say it was one of us.
Yeah.
I mean, you niggas is watching it, and it's like everybody say that no snitching shit.
They do the same shit, just in a different way. Like in the way, like, yo, don't say shit. You know?
Don't say shit.
Yeah, you're right.
Everybody believes not saying shit.
The police do the shit. Yeah.
So it's like you to go against that. Period.
They stick to the
code. They, you know, that they're the biggest gang.
Yeah.
In the world, nigga. Shit,
they wouldn't dare tell on
a brother police officer.
A fellow
officer.
Nigga, whoa, I remember man. Back in 2014.
Well, I guess he
we were in training together. Come
you
on,
refer to cops then, right?
No, look, he's technically not even technically because the bitch did it. He's no good no more. All right, we got what we want, and I hope you live the rest of your life. But it doesn't matter because nigga, not even in the rap game, who the fuck's gonna sign a rat?
Yeah, how the fuck he gonna be a witness protection?
You know what I'm saying? Like who's that's gonna sign a rat?
Ever done.
Over.
Like, who's gonna sign a rat? Like, his life is over.
I don't even know how he's gonna enjoy his money, man. He's gonna
pay attention to this shit out here in this game and these kids and all this shit. They don't give a fuck about nobody snitching. I be seeing all these niggas do some fuck
they
shit
might
all
not,
day
but
in this industry, and they love the fuck out of them and buy their records. Know. So the niggas, well, nigga probably can still come out and still sell records with somebody.
Yeah, but you know what? I wouldn't be surprised. But
all the shit he doing now.
Death Row record?
That's far-fetched.
No.
Him and Suge Knight?
Hell no.
Dude, nigga like me did something with him. Like, yo, I'm going to
shit, nigga. Jay-Z will fuck around and sign a nigga.
Don't put that on Diddy, man. Not my man's. Like,
not nobody with any integrity.
No,
Diddy was
high. Thank you, bro. Diddy nobody with any kind of, like, think about
it. How much of these niggas got integrity?
Can I say scenario time?
They claim to. A lot of them claim to.
But that's the thing.
So can I say this scenario time, right? Let's stop generalizing it and let's personalize it. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
What if this was your brother, sister, uncle, cousin,
you know, that's different.
No, I'm just saying, I'm saying, listen, I'm saying, listen, that he told on. You feel what I'm saying? Like, we're not gonna stop generalizing because when you generalize it, it's easy to say, well, hell yeah, you know, I can think about it this way or that way. Like, but how I think you think about certain things, such as, you know, when you got these fuck niggas out here taking pussy when bitches is giving pussy away.
Yes,
you feel what I'm saying?
Still confusing.
You got these bitch ass niggas out here playing. with these little kids when it's these grown ass women busting for something. All you gotta do is smoke one with them, like give them a perk or some shit. You feel me?
Still confusing. Like,
somebody still gonna fuck with them.
You know what I'm saying? So like when you see this, you don't think about it like, well, damn, that's fucked up. That was an old girl. Like you be like, man, I gotta, cause I don't have a child, but I know some of you guys be like, damn, man, you know, like I got a daughter that age. This bitch ass.
Nah, I think that's more. No, I think that's two persons.
I ain't saying it like that, but I'm saying that's even though, you know what I'm saying, that's our stance. But it's somebody gonna still fuck with that person. And be like,
you love this nigga, you know what I'm saying?
Tough.
I mean, the truth hurts.
But, yeah, and you know what I'm saying?
Thank you, dog. Like, you had to think about it. Like
you said, though, it's gonna be somebody, but it ain't gonna be, the love ain't gonna be that strong.
Not from a nigga with integrity, bro. Like,
not from where you trying to go.
Me personally, that's a no for me, dog. Like, shit, I would just, you know what I'm saying?
That's a no for everybody.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
for real. I think that's something that you teach kids, bro. Don't do something that's gonna tell afterwards. If I sleep in my bed, man, that I made, man.
You know what I'm saying? I sleep with my consequences. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like that's something
that I know, though, when you get in that entertainment and that business world and you fucking around, you start fucking around powerful motherfuckers. There's some shady motherfuckers. Some slick
that
motherfucker.
Shit dirtier than the streets, bro.
Nah, but I mean, like y'all said, though, it is kind of, it is other, you know, it is they fault for letting them, you know what I'm saying, into his, like, especially if you're a real gang. Like, that makes, every, what history has taught us ever, dog, is real gangs in hip-hop don't make sense, man, because they always come after you first. Like, it makes no sense. That, like no matter how much time passes, they always come for you.
I mean, you gotta, to me, you gotta do it the right way,
like,
man.
A real, you know, gang, like an operational street gang, cuz. Like, dog, if you are operational street gang trying to run a hip hop, you know what I'm saying? Like,
how you, like they've been trying to get you for years, and then like, now all of a sudden, now you at the, you on the surface.
It makes no sense. You have to do it correctly, you know what I'm saying? Like, me, I myself, I gang bang, but Nipsey Hussle did it the right way. He was a functional, operational gang member.
Fact.
These same streets that I fucked up are these same streets that I'm going to build. I understand, and I talk to a lot of my bros.
I'm not talking about a gang banger. I'm talking about
these niggas was actually gang banging. Nipsey Hussle was gang banging. He's slapping niggas at the BET Awards about being slapping niggas.
I see that.
Like, this niggas is gang banging, but it's all about like gang banging, like. Let me say this. People, we have a negative connotation about niggas and gangs. You know what I'm saying?
No, we don't.
I'm not saying that. Like, we have a negative connotation about people in the gangs. You know what I'm saying? Like, all gangs. Like, bro, it's about dumbass niggas who happen to be a part of a gang. That's not what the gang's really about.
Yeah.
Like, that shit is actually functional. A gang can actually do this hip-hop bro.
Of course.
It's just dumbass niggas.
I'm not saying that a gang can't, but, like, I'm saying, like, as far as, like, from what the indictment says, all the shit that they were doing, shooting at motherfuckers, robbing motherfuckers, all the shit. Like, you cannot do that. You cannot be doing that.
That's what I mean. You can't be a legitimate, that's the shit you were just saying. That's the dumb shit. You know, you running around, you can't do that, dog.
And that's what I meant by that. I'm not saying you can't be a gangbanger and become something, or, you know what I'm saying? Like, members of, you know, gang organizations can't become something. You know what I'm saying?
I'm saying doing gang activity like that, dog.
That shit is never gonna bode well, no matter where you're at.
Especially when you're in something
like an avenue putting the spotlight on you. So, like,
that's what happened to JT. Because
you know what happens a lot of times?
Well, she was scamming for real, though. Right?
She was scamming for real.
These FBI agents and all these shits, their kids, their cousins,
the hip hop police,
their little nephews, their little nieces.
Oh, yeah.
That's the bottom line. It's a whole division. It ain't just. Yeah. They just sitting in the FBI headquarters.
No.
They would do dumb shit.
No. I want to go ahead and solidify what JR just said. The hip-hop police is real as fuck. I want y'all to understand that the CIA and the FBI both have divisions just for entertainment.
Just for entertainment.
Like, everything that is put out there, they have a
just
division
like we
just
find
to study.
The shit on YouTube, you don't think they see
they it? Looking at the same shit.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, when I first heard the first 6ix9ine video, I was like, hold up, what the fuck? It's a video? Is this real? This nigga's out here wilding. Like, all you saw was red flags and shit. And like, that was the first time I seen a video with that many niggas in it, that many bloods in it. Like, repping.
Like, and doing dumb shit.
Yeah, stop it.
Dumb shit. They're recording dumb shit.
I know you know the niggas who started this shit.
If I seen the shit, you don't think they seen the shit? Was like,
huh? You talking about little dude
them? Little dude what? Oh, 6ix9ine?
Yeah.
That's what you ain't gonna say then.
Yeah.
Little dude.
Yeah. Hey, this nigga has been in a courtroom before.
Little dude.
A person named so, number
yeah.
one. Yeah.
So, like, that's exactly what I'm saying. Like, so if we saw it, you don't think they saw it?
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
And was like, hold on, what, we gotta
get them niggas sat back.
They got the power to actually investigate the shit. I don't even go so far. Like, who is this nigga?
Yeah, that's about it.
They can see who he wears.
These niggas lean in like
mama is, you know what I'm saying? They can put his face in the fucking database and see his fucking
Daniel, what the fuck you get all the goddamn brief from?
They got all the info right there. Oh, he's trying to be a rapper. Let's follow him.
Yep.
Boom.
And he kept doing gang? Dumb shit.
Let's let him get some more money. How you think, man, that dumb shit was getting, he was getting facts. Paid and shit. They was letting it happen.
Hey, hold on.
He going to self-destruct and lead us to the whole fucking operation. Do you, what happened?
Do you think that Charlamagne is hip-hop police?
No, man.
Because right after Charlamagne told that nigga on the show.
That's my people, man.
I understand. That's my nigga too, but he pretty much said, you might want to calm the fuck down.
Nah, bro. It ain't,
I mean, how and 6ix9ine was like, police. Nah, I got this shit on lock. I'm doing this shit.
Hold for real, nigga. You might want to calm the fuck down.
Hold on, bro. First of all, nah, bro. That's like my people, you know what I'm saying? Second of all, nah, dog.
I would have said the same shit.
All it is he said every. That's why I fuck with Charlamagne, not only because we people, dog, but because also, like, he say what everybody else is fucking thinking, bro. Like you can't be
sometimes.
Doing. The first time I saw this nigga, dog, I was like, dog, you can't be doing this shit, bro. Like, regardless of what, yeah, man, it's cool. Like, whatever. That's a part of your shit, whatever. But you can't be out here doing this, man, like, on this platform, bro. Like, everybody thought that shit, dog.
Everybody was telling
us. And then after that shit went on for a year straight, Charlamagne finally got an interview with him, and what did he say? You better chill out with this shit, dog. By then, it was too late, dog.
It was
6 months too late, nigga.
They had moved into that nigga quick after that shit.
He had his chance to calm down.
Like, dog, what are you talking about? This motherfucker told him after the investigation started, dog. You can't. Like, so that don't even make sense. Like,
you can't say he's hit by police.
I mean,
are you just asking
a
question?
No, I was just like a left side of the brain question. Yeah, I don't expect it's been said before. Yeah,
it is. No, but
I'm saying,
but not just not only about 6ix9ine, it's about a couple other more niggas who done came off his show that got
right back. After pretty much the FBI was like downstairs, like, come here.
Well, maybe it's they fault.
You know, it's definitely they fault. Yeah, nigga.
No,
the
I'm just saying.
Do something if they catch
I'm just saying,
ass.
Like, if you, yeah, if you don't want to answer certain questions, nigga, don't answer.
That is one thing I hate, dog. I hate when a nigga get locked up and it's like, man, it's your fault. Like, nigga, what? Like, nigga.
You were selling crack, bro.
It's like, nigga, it's my fault, dog. Like,
the fuck? No, it's definitely their fault because they do go.
You I got be, caught, my nigga. Like,
I believe
the
they go on. I believe they go on, like, Charlamagne show. I believe they go on Vlad. I believe they go on all these shows. And they say, oh, no. Like, it. Again, but they go on these shows and they be like, yeah, I killed 4 niggas. I did that yesterday.
Niggas go on Instagram and do that shit every day. That's what killing them the most. Like,
yeah.
Niggas is killing niggas on Instagram.
FBI be throwing their phone and shit, be like, ah. Just don't give us a case. Yeah. Goddamn. Yeah.
Like, I'm finna go kill this nigga right now.
Boy, throwing up alley hoops, man.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
hey, baby, hold the camera.
Yeah, that's
fuck, nigga.
Yeah.
Like, I told this nigga.
Only sitting on the other end of Instagram.
They saying names and everything.
Yeah.
Stupid. Yeah, posting man.
Rational card. Let's go to your crib. 544 Jerry Street. Like, what?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I got all the dope under the couch with the pistol.
Yeah. Never wiped it down from previous crimes.
Yeah, you remember the time we robbed that bank? Yeah, with the same gun.
Oh, shit.
This legal Uzi that I'm holding right now. I bought from an Iranian. What?
Like, I'll do it again.
I do it again.
Every motherfucking Tuesday.
But then.
Hey, y'all stop doing that shit, man.
Please, no, please stop telling on y'allself.
No. It's somebody nobody, laughing right now like, how these niggas crazy.
Got a gun, my nigga. A lot of niggas got guns.
Yeah,
nobody cares.
It's niggas right now listening to
if
things.
If you post one,
crazy.
You're not
going to
get
nigga,
no more
real.
Likes than you would if you would. If, unless you Black Rambo or some shit. Don't be posting guns and shit.
Oh, yo,
and
that,
flashing
that's, is that the dude that got the song about all the guns?
Yeah, that's my nigga. Shout out to Black Rambo
nigga,
TV. Follow
he
that nigga.
He knows somebody. He got a lot of them.
Yeah. Unless you him, though. knock it off. Because you want somebody on your ass, that's the quick way to get it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because now they're watching you instantly because as soon as you do something, oh, he was on Instagram with the gun. He was on Facebook with the gun. Now that's your ass. Whether you got an alibi or not, my nigga.
He got a rocket launcher, though. Like, where the fuck did he get that
I
from?
I know.
Had a flamethrower.
He well connected.
This nigga had a fucking flamethrower. Like, well, bro, that's some Call of Duty
well
shit.
Well connected.
Yeah.
This nigga had a case of grenades, bro.
He put in work. He's an ex-Marine, I believe, though.
Yeah, he is.
Ex-military.
Yeah, we got that shit.
You ain't got that shit.
Wait, who ain't got that shit?
Never mind. I won't be surprised.
I remember the first time I saw a rocket launcher. I was like, oh shit, them shits is real. like, I was like, holy shit, ain't nothing to play with. Real.
Damn, is this a good time to joke on the gun? Is there lighter shit going on?
No, I'm not.
He said he's seen one.
No, I'm saying, what are y'all thoughts on that shit, though? Like, with the gun laws and all that shit?
Man,
can't stop that shit.
You can't stop nothing. It's weird, man, because, like, it's just one of those things, dog. Like, you can't stop it, but you can't. Like, what can you do about it, dog? Like, that's the problem. Like,
everybody, you can't do nothing, but the government can stop.
No, they can't.
Yeah, they can.
You think the government, the same government that brought in all the crack in the 80s, is gonna stop anything?
No, I'm just saying that's the only if anything to stop it. That's who can.
I mean,
we
that's
can't.
Population control.
What, are we gonna
that's,
do?
That's their way of
yeah. That's what I'm
that's
saying.
Their way of controlling.
What
population.
Are we gonna
you know,
do?
The AIDS, random.
Stop making
viruses.
Them. We can't get them.
They're not gonna stop making them.
That's what I'm saying.
Population control.
They can't fight wars.
But that's what I'm saying. The only people that can control anything as far as guns go is the people who make them. We can't. No matter what laws you put in place, they gonna keep making them. Somebody gonna find a way to get them.
Exactly.
They gonna find a way to get them. You.
Boom.
Really they don't fucking matter.
Sentence it worse. Why is
if
that?
They,
why was
if
that
they
even?
They cease
a...
to exist to us to get them.
No, because see, the sentence is only gonna apply to us, really.
But I'm saying, but check
like,
this out. Why is it going to us though? Like. We're not the one walking into Walmart killing folks.
But just like the drug laws. Just like the drug laws.
That shit's fucked up, bro.
Just like the drug laws. It's a lot more of them on drugs than us. But
oh, mobiles don't
we get all these, you know what I mean, small little petty drug addicts is in jail. Like,
we don't have the complexion for protection.
Yeah.
Never did.
That's 1,000.
Facts.
Never did.
I mean, as far as guns go, you're not taking mine. I got them. But you're not taking them, you know what I'm saying? So it's like I have to respect everybody else's decision to or not to, and I gotta respect the right that oh shit, that motherfucker might have a gun as well.
Yeah, that's my the only reason you should have them because other motherfuckers got them, crazy motherfuckers.
Okay, so
and if you got a family to protect, then you gotta protect your family.
Okay, so check this out. Do you think because most of those
scary motherfuckers too?
Most of those shootings don't happen in southern areas. I think Florida had two.
Texas.
I don't know.
But that was, see, that one fucked my head up.
Twice.
I ain't going to say that.
That
you can't say
my,
that. Don't even say that.
How the fuck? How the fuck? You're in a state like Texas. How you fucking in a state like Texas and a shootout begins and no. Like, come on,
what,
man.
Nobody
not a shootout. The man walks.
That don't matter. It don't matter.
Yeah, he walks in like a massive.
It don't
again.
Matter if you got a gun or not. Are That's you prepared to use that shit? It's a lot of motherfuckers. You should know that being a nigga in the military. It's a lot of niggas that's in the military that got machine guns, but they ain't gonna bust them.
I'm not about to ask the question.
When it's time for action, you know what I mean? That's in here.
Yeah, you're right.
That ain't just because you got it on your hip, you gonna pull it out and get in the gunfight.
No fuck, why fuck,
you might be
fuck
like, oh,
you got
shit,
it?
And forget you got a gun. Nigga, you got a gun, too.
Why are we even asking
you
this question,
you know what I'm
bro?
Saying? Some shit like that.
It makes no sense to even ask that question. How can something like this happen? Because
he's saying, I guess he's saying in a state like Texas where
everybody got a gun. But that's what I'm saying. Like, how can
that
happen?
That's
what
I'm telling him.
But how can it happen? Because this is America, dog.
That's gonna happen.
But me personally, I mean,
I'm sure it's motherfuckers with guns that ain't
everywhere with my girlfriend. You know what I'm saying?
But it's not gonna
like if you shoot at me in Walmart, bitch, it's going down.
That's what it's for.
I think in an area like this, that massacre would have lasted all of 10
seconds. You though, because it doesn't make it. I feel you too, but it doesn't make any sense. How do you go into a place like Texas, which is big on guns? They really don't have that strict
it's
of a gun
law. It's called the Wild West law.
You know
but
what
it's
I'm saying?
Not like everybody's like, I'm just gonna carry my gun because of it.
Not,
you would think that would be the case, but it's not the case.
Not
you know
not even in a store full of people. So. Not even two people, bro. Not even two people had a gun. Like that's what I'm saying. It's like mysterious. Like neither one of these places. Nobody shot back at none of these massacres. which is mind-boggling to me.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
if you ain't know when shit go to popping though,
if you ain't
that's what I'm saying.
She said that though. When shit, when niggas go to,
it's hard to believe, but it's the truth.
Niggas go to,
especially motherfuckers that just like the idea of having a gun. They just gun fanatics. They just like guns.
Not a drill.
They ain't like prepared for action.
Oh no, motherfuckers who've been around guns know what a real one sound like. You know, 4th of July, yeah, tow, tow, tow. Oh,
yeah, but they haven't been in combat situations.
But true. You know, I gotta stop thinking like that.
Yeah, it's different. It's different when you're in an actual combat situation.
But I mean, I feel him. Shit, I feel him too, though, because it don't matter where you from. Because if you used to hearing boom, 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 but when you start hearing boom, you like, oh, that nigga got something. I ain't.
Hey, nigga, why you don't even fireworks? You don't even know off in the
what
it is,
but you know it's something you ain't seen. Boom, boom, boom. Oh, hold on.
Why are fireworks being shot off in the mall?
You hear people screaming?
Yeah, I'm gonna hear like the screaming. I'm going. My hand is already on my shit. Like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
The first pop, my hand was on my shit.
Nigga, with a gun.
By that third pop,
I got my gun. I ain't even. I forgot I had my shit. Nigga, I just heard that shit took off.
I'm like, everybody, get on the ground. You ass on the ground with your gun on your hip and shit.
But is it weird that you remember when Bruce Willis? What's the movie called? Live Free, Die Hard.
Die Hard.
Like, yeah, you know, not the last one, but kind of in the like the close to the last one.
With his daughter.
Damn, which one was this? Die Harder?
No, I think so, right? But this one, and it fucked me up because I always think about shit like this. You remember when the dude was fucking with the lights and shit and Who Walked the Bam? I mean, yeah, the green lights and Who Walked the Bam. So the girl was asking him, like, what's up with you? He like, man, you know, in chaos comes order. You feel what I'm saying?
You do.
So sometimes I think about shit like that because it's mind-boggling to me. I don't care where you at. Out of 100 people, because you can always say it's 100 people in Walmart. Out of 100 people, 3 people got a gun, whether it's licensed or not. Right. And you can't tell me that niggas' body started dropping and niggas is not trying to shoot to save their self. A scary nigga is going to shoot you to save himself.
Dog, but dog, you talking about back to school, dog. Who the fuck take they pistol with them back to school?
We're not talking about school shootings. School shootings are a totally different animal.
He said
talking about the mass shootings.
At Walmart, that shit was like a back to school, dog. It was at back to school. Who the fuck take their pistol with them? Like, I'm just gonna, like,
a lot of people.
I'm an AAU coach. I coach with my pistol.
A lot of people, I understand that, dog. But, dog,
parents
just because
be tripping
a lot of
about their kids.
Hey, don't mean
that. Hey, I used to work in Walmart with my pistol.
Come on, like, niggas be tripping. I don't know, like,
that's where I would take, because all types of people come to Walmart.
They be tripping. That's what I'm saying.
I remember, I went to Walmart, and a nigga was outside of Walmart asked me, can I buy him some bullets? I'm telling you, fuck no, nigga. I'm going to and buy some milk and bread. Nigga, what it looks like going into the outdoor section.
But no,
some bullets for your bitch ass.
Going back to the chaos theory.
Now I buy this bullets, not a body on
me. That's how I feel, though.
So for everybody wondering, chaos theory says that in chaos, the fight or flight and Darwinism and all that other shit, survival of the goddamn fittest.
Yeah, pretty much. That's
you know what I'm saying?
Is.
When you hear that gunshot,
when the shit hit the fan,
you
what
gone.
You gonna do?
Right.
But I said that to say, I think about shit like that all the time. Like,
so your mind is always in chaos.
No, I'm saying like chaos. The dude in the movie said, with chaos comes order. And he was saying that I'm causing all this chaos so people could look to a hierarchy for order and we could put this shit back together. Mm. Now, how our government and shit is going and how all this fuck shit is going on around, is it all shit, nobody takes their gun back to school shopping, or is it we finna cause some chaos right quick, gonna do all this shit around America and now niggas gotta look to the government and we gotta do this shit.
That's conspiracy theory. I think
saying the government causes mass shit.
I'm not gonna say that.
That's a big conspiracy theory.
Yeah, I'm not gonna say that.
But the way he got to it isn't just them sending out a sleeper cell to cause it.
I personally think it's just the 50-50 rule. You know what I'm saying? For every 50%, for everything good that happens, something equally bad has to happen too. Right. Everything is about yin and yang and the scale that balances everything. Life is night and day. Right. The opposite. You know what I'm saying?
We ain't saying
like,
they did.
Like I'm not saying that.
But
like, I'm saying that like
they didn't either.
Shit, like unfortunately, shit is gonna happen. I don't know what we can do to change it. I hope there is something that we can do to change it.
Watch the podcast.
You know what I'm saying? Everything is 50-50, bro.
Dirtbag.
Like, shit.
Pretty much.
Watch the podcast. This shit was
some shit just is out of your control.
It's a fact.
Yeah, I mean, a no, lot of shit, it might be a conspiracy, but sometimes I think about shit like that.
Yeah,
shit,
I think about
shit
it too.
Like that. Weird, I think about shit just happens in Texas twice, not once, but twice. I thought lightning don't strike the same shit twice, dog.
No, I totally understand, but I love the chaos theory because I live my life to always be ready. And that was even before the military. It was like every
see, that
day.
That trained you sharpen up. Like, you done, man.
You know, every yeah, right, it just sharpened it up. But every
day. I got to go through some shit right now. Knock some shit down. You ready to knock some shit down?
I got a stupid ass question,
we
man.
Go to the range. We go to the range.
I got a stupid ass question. I probably know the answer for shit. Huh. All right, so what if the boy, all right, what if, all right, say you got indicted. It was like, all right, here's your plea deal. But check, we're going to put you in witness protection. And then we're going to put you in this special program and let you know. Aliens are real. We gonna give you superpowers.
All this shit that red button from
anyway.
That's a no for me, dog.
That's a no for me, dog. No, yeah, I was already on that.
Would you snitch for superpowers, though?
Yo, would you snitch for superpowers? Oh, that's a damn, son.
That's a no for me, dog.
Would you snitch for superpowers?
Hey, which superpowers, my nigga?
I don't know.
Get your ass out of here.
You can pick three.
You can pick three superpowers.
Yeah.
You can be the strongest, fastest laser beam shooting this motherfucker in the world.
Three, dog.
But you still
you can pick three fucking superpowers, dog.
Strongest, fastest laser beam shooting.
You won't mutate no nothing. Like, they'll be like, yeah, man, aliens real. We got these superpowers, man. Shit.
Do you want three of them?
You
but
can
you
got to
tell us on everything.
All right, I got you.
You tell us?
I'm not telling.
What the fuck is you telling?
One part of my mind is I can go in different directions.
Niggas,
he need to know the stipulations.
Niggas
first,
would do anything in this fucking world but tell.
No, I'm telling you.
Hey, man, would you punch your mama in the chin for $11 billion? I'm going to knock the bitch out. Would you tell? Hell no, nigga. Fuck you. Suck my dick, nigga. I ain't no snitch. But I will knock my mama out.
My mama be all right.
Niggas will not tell for nothing in the world. Niggas will be like, you could be president, you can get a rocket ship, go to Mars. All the weed you can smoke in Mars, and you could fuck bitches all day, and all the hoes you want. It's in Mars, but you got to snitch, though.
That's what they do. That's what they tell these niggas.
You don't have a job. You don't even have a house. You're homeless. Nah, I ain't going to tell.
Tyrone, you're facing 25, but you can do 3 months if you just tell who
nigga.
Was.
Nah, I'm a real nigga. I ain't telling shit.
I'm about to say, they sell niggas that same dream.
Like, nigga, you doing 50, or you can tell a new year.
They be like, hey, I get you two Popeye's chicken sandwiches.
Yeah, nah, niggas be like, yo.
Niggas be like, man, it was that nigga James, Earl,
Tony.
Hey, you said it's coming with fries, right?
So the nigga be like, let me get a cigarette.
Well, the nigga be like, yo.
They got him. They go in that back room, high five.
We got his ass. We got
a cigarette. You got a Newport?
Is it short?
100?
Yes. That's why I stopped watching First 48, though. I was tired of watching niggas tell on themselves.
Boy.
Dog, what? I watched the craziest First 48.
I mean, the First 48.
I got tired of watching the setup.
Yeah.
Give me your hand, Tyrone.
No.
Well, no.
You're a good guy, right?
Yeah, you're a good guy.
You didn't mean to do this. I mean, wrong time, wrong place. I get it.
Man. And you didn't even get sent to do it, did you?
Yeah, I get it, man. What happened?
Who sent you?
Then they give him, do you want to talk to us or not? I mean, you don't have to tell me anything, but I mean, this is your chance to give me your side of the story.
We know you're hungry, right?
Tyrone.
You hungry?
Go get him a honey bun.
Go get him a honey.
Go get him.
Hey, he said that first bite.
Please, I can get a cigarette too, please.
Yeah, can I get a cigarette too, please?
They be sitting at a table like this.
Can I get a Burger King?
They got that little blanket, that little stiff ass blanket on.
Hey, so they all in the shirt.
Nigga come back with the burger.
Can I get a blanket? Oh, still in the shirt, nigga. That's cigarette.
Hey, yo, I swear, it's like them niggas go outside and be like, yo, turn that air down.
Turn that shit all the way down. Put the AC on. Put the AC on his ass.
Turn that shit all the way down.
He gonna tell you as soon as he gets home.
I done seen a couple where it took to the whole episode was over for them to tell.
You mean till they walk out the door and be like, if he don't say nothing, we got him.
Look, I seen one dude was thugged out. He was like, you think I'm gonna tell you, you know what I'm saying? Get me off, you know, I'm ready to get off the streets. I'm ready. He kept saying, I'm ready to get off the streets. Handing him a cigarette. Yeah, shit, I'm ready to get off the streets. He flicked that. Okay, so it was Thursday. I was like, no! It's you was
47 hours in.
That cigarette changed his attitude. Man.
That cigarette.
Out for that
I
shit.
I worry, so don't ever smoke a cigarette in the police interrogation.
If the police ask you questions, don't take no cigarettes.
Like, no.
Hey, don't take no honey buns. Don't take no coffee or no hot chocolate.
Oh, I was
and
mad.
No matter how cold it get, don't put your arm in your shirt.
Once you put your arm in your shirt, it's
over. They gonna tell.
Oh, no, you gotta tell after that.
Hey, when they arms in front of
you, you got you. When you do this right here.
Once you go T-Rex on him, T-Rex, I'm about to tell him.
I'm about to tell that ass T-Rex.
Look at him. He's tucking his arms.
Ready to go sleep.
Did you guys catch that episode?
He's nervous.
Y'all catch the episode, and one dude told him, he was like, hey, yo, y'all go ahead and get my cell, because the hood gonna love me, nigga. Them niggas gonna love me. I'm gonna go do this five. I'm gonna come home.
The hood gonna love me, nigga.
I seen that one, too.
I ain't see that one.
I ain't tell on nobody.
That's classic right there.
I seen one because I always like, damn, how niggas snitching, dog? And just be like on TV, no face blur, no nothing, dog. That shit just be like, yeah. What's up, man? Like, you be in the camera like, yeah. This HD? You know, like, all right. They'd be like, yeah, it was Tuesday. So I watched one with Dude Snitch. And then the next episode was like an update episode that, you know, came out.
Nigga told some old shit.
Nah. This nigga, damn.
They was investigating his.
They was investigating that nigga, dog.
That's how it's supposed to go, man. He got rolled.
Yeah. Yeah. But then they ended up getting them niggas, too, because there was another snitch that was introduced. So ever, for every real nigga, there's one snitch out there.
Nah, I think for every real nigga, it's like 10. Three.
Yeah. 10. I'm going with the 10. This is,
every real nigga,
10. It's a 10-1. It's 10-1, man. It's a fuck niggas out here in this world.
Yeah.
A ton, bro.
It is.
It's like it's a fuck nigga factory. So
it's like, how come these niggas don't know the lawyer up?
Like, they manufacturing.
Like, if you in the streets and you living by the street code, why you don't know the lawyer up?
No, and it's baller. I'm going to tell you why.
Even if you did do it, you know what I'm saying?
I'm going to tell you why.
Because niggas
think they gotta pay for the lawyer right then and there.
No, I don't think it's that.
I promise you. I told this nigga, I said, man, why don't you ask for a lawyer? I mean, I thought I had to, when I called the nigga, I thought I had to pay for the nigga.
Well, that's just a dumbass country.
Like, I was going to say, sound like he couldn't read either.
The voice you made sound like a big ass country nigga that called the store the bank. Call the bank the store.
Yo, you smart, this big country nigga?
Hell no.
Somebody he know.
Lawyer,
I gotta go.
They same thing to you, lawyer. They pull you over, lawyer. You ask for a lawyer when the cop asks you to step out of the car, lawyer.
No, you do not.
That's how you go to jail every time.
He will not comply. I'm taking you to jail. He keeps saying lawyer. Keep saying lawyer.
That's how you go to jail every. Oh,
I asked him his name. Give you a reason to need lawyer. Your lawyer. I'm just trying to get him a traffic ticket. I'm taking him.
Like,
nigga, you was about to just get a speeding ticket, and you kept saying lawyer.
He's like, can I see your ID,
lawyer?
I mean, y'all can see him down at the precinct. Y'all seem quite intelligent and shit. You know what I'm saying? So can I ask y'all, how did y'all feel about the, what's her name, Candace Owens? What's her fucking name?
What's she do?
With her and T.I. the little
girl. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
what the fuck is that bitch name? Yeah, what is her name, first
Candace
off?
Candace Owens.
That's her name?
What she do?
Shout out to Candace Owens. Hey.
Wait, shout out.
So the,
what she do?
The Revolt Summit.
I seen the shit.
The Revolt Summit was
killed by T.I.
Yeah,
Eddie cracked it up.
When was America great?
I got an unpopular opinion, as I always do. Shout out to Candace Owens, man. I feel you was coming from it. They wouldn't shut the fuck up and let you get your point across, because I'm going to tell you like this. If I brought it to you a different way, you would agree with everything Donald Trump is trying to do, especially as a black man.
But hold up. What was you about to say? Do we agree with what? He always do some shit that I don't even know what he be saying.
No, I just wanted to know how y'all felt about it, because, you know,
felt about how he reacted to her
the points that she was bringing and how
you know,
he reacted
some real
to
real shit? I ain't even peeped that shit, because... You know, I don't be watching black people on politics.
I really don't fuck with politics at all.
Talk.
I seen it though.
I just don't watch that.
Eddie, you a black Republican?
You didn't hear him say that earlier when I said that.
Yeah, I kind of did, but
you
I just kind of.
Yes.
And he got an Xbox. All niggas with Xboxes are Republicans.
Nah, I got Xbox.
The first thing he did was look to the TV.
Yeah, so PlayStation player.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Pro, by the way.
No, hold on. I'm a black Republican. It only makes fucking sense.
Why? Abraham Lincoln.
Y'all ready?
President.
Oh, gotcha. Hold on.
Give me
the
water first.
So you the same party as the president.
Who?
The same party as our president.
I agree with like 65% of what the fuck Donald Trump does.
No, sir.
That's why he says he was agreeing with her. Like, you he can't agreed be with, like, serious, you know,
son. Okay, you ready?
I mean,
he was. You
I'm
was
not ready.
Hold on, I'm about to go around the room. Jake, you got a job.
Yeah, I got a job. Nigga, I got a job with Obama's president,
too.
You got a job. I had a job when every president was president.
Have any of you...
So don't blame it on him.
That's a fact, too.
Have any of you ever mooched off the government?
No, nigga. Mooch? No.
I did
mooch?
Time.
Get a
time
check.
Because of the government.
Well, I totally understand.
What check that we possibly get at our age from the government?
I didn't want every month.
Social Security.
I didn't want every single one.
Because you was a veteran.
Yes.
Again.
You mooching off the government,
but there are men who receive welfare and shit like that.
I mooch off somebody else.
That's why you like Donald Trump, because he's giving you bread. He's paying you.
Well, he's paying the people who need to be paid.
Don't bite the hand to feed me.
Damn, so I'm not gonna do that. And as black people, you've been Republicans. You are Republican. Just Democratic.
I ain't nothing.
Well, I ain't shit neither. But if I were to be anything, it would be Republican. I agree with 65% of what that man's trying to do. Okay,
that's terrible. Elaborate. That's terrible.
Elaborate.
Like, for me to vote for a motherfucker, I gotta agree with about 98.
No, the wall. Okay.
The wall. You don't agree with the wall, right?
No, I don't agree with the wall in the sense of why he's trying to build it. But China has a wall. Israel has a wall.
Yemen had a wall. BC, nigga, all of them had that wall.
You don't think it was any controversy with them building the wall that took 200 years to build back then?
No.
It took 200 years to build that fucking wall.
China, the Great Wall of China, nigga.
Yes.
That's one of the marvels of the world, nigga. That ain't just a wall.
It was built for military purposes.
That shit just ain't made out of fucking aluminum.
That's the first time I heard that analogy, though.
No, I'm saying Jordan has a wall. Yemen has a wall. Israel has a wall. Palestine has a wall.
We ain't none of them, though.
No, you're not about to get on here and talk about build a wall, though.
I'm not. I don't want the wall to be built because he's kind of. She's kind of
still like wanting to be built, though.
Yeah, I'm saying
not because of the Mexicans, just because it looked good. Like,
no, I want to be built if it's military for military stretch. This nigga killing me.
It's not being built for military.
Yo, my nigga.
It just look nice.
Nice looking wall, right?
Ain't nothing to do with them.
Okay.
What military strategy is going to be built for Mexico? Cool. They ain't never declare war on us.
I just want my yard.
They ain't never invade us.
I just want to know what my
they come
okay,
here.
Okay, Russia
work.
Had never invaded just, China. China like, built that wall after they destroyed like, Russia and pushed back the line that that's what it was. With the line of that is
nigga,
that is
I
China
to Russia next to me either,
we're not destroying Mexico though. Like,
nigga,
we're not going to war.
You
Mexico.
Do realize if they build this motherfucking wall.
I mean,
okay,
means,
besides well, let's get off the wall. Let's
we
get
will
the
never
wall.
Get motherfucking reparations, dog.
Without
we
the
never
okay,
gonna get, we,
actually, what else, you be closer to reparations.
What other Donald Trump shit like? You like? What other Donald Trump
okay,
shit?
Okay,
as food stamps.
I'm guessing most of the men in this room have fathered a child. Or two, or
okay,
three,
okay,
right?
Okay.
Nope.
You have been, and if you're not with the chick because she wouldn't shut the fuck up and ran you off, you probably paying child support.
Okay.
It used to be that if you was a man and you missed a child support payment or two, they would suspend your license. That's gone now.
Because of Donald Trump?
Because of Mr. Trump.
And that's why you love him.
That's not why. I don't love the man. But it's like, we kind of got to look at
that's
some of his politics.
That's why you fuck with him, because you can keep your license.
Bring it back all these.
That's still kind of like. That's still
that's
kinda
based
like,
on some
no,
bullshit.
I like this pretty wall.
That's based
not,
on some bullshit.
Like,
that's based on some bullshit. Like, that's like, hey, if you go to McDonald's, you can get extra fries if you ask for them. But if you go to Burger King, you can't.
Okay.
So what?
Bring it back all the companies that left. Bring it back all the American made company, American built companies that went overseas for cheap labor. He's bringing them back or taxing
shit out of them.
We getting kicked out. Niggas don't want to work for this nigga no more. That's why, nigga. They don't want to bring them back. He ain't got no choice.
Build a wall and build companies.
They probably sabotaging the fuck out them plants and factories.
Man, please.
Hey, man. I got my.
You ain't about to buy no Donald Trump steaks, nigga, do you?
Nah.
Donald Trump, man.
I mean, but just like anybody else, it's stuff that Donald Trump owns that y'all wouldn't even know.
This nigga's impressive.
How is a black nigga a Republican,
I don't see how you...
That's a lot of black Republicans.
Whoa. Just like Killer Mike was up there talking to them.
No, there is.
No.
I just don't understand.
Why?
Just like Killer Mike explained, 7 years after the Civil War, we accumulated over $15 million and built our own banks and everything.
Like, why are you picking sides? Like, if you
because it's more financial game.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you're black in this country, you shouldn't even pick a side, yo.
Shit,
pick whoever got your position.
You gotta pick a side.
I'm not either side.
No, you don't.
You gotta pick a side.
No, you don't. You can still vote, but you ain't gotta say, like, I'm a Democrat.
That's the fucked up part. It's like, you gotta pick a side.
You gotta. As a black man in this country, you gotta pick a side.
No, you don't. You ain't gotta say, I'm a Democrat or I'm a Republican. You could just be who you is.
Like, picking an apple.
The fuck
orange,
you want to vote for? That's your
like
right.
Fruit.
In this country, they don't say when you do your voter registration, they don't be like, all right, now pick a team. Nigga, I vote for whoever the fuck I want to vote for. You ain't got to go to the ballot and vote for a Republican every time.
But see, I don't.
I still,
that's what
I
I'm saying.
I didn't when I was younger.
So why pick a side?
Because right now the Republicans are...
Okay. Why pick a side? Why, like, if somebody's passing out shirts, you going to Democrat shirt or Republican shirt?
Well, I said
shirt,
I'm not shit, but if I had to be
a Republican
anything,
shirt?
No, I don't know. I don't rep no. But I don't rep shit because don't shit rep me. And who does rep me? Oh, I rep them.
The Republicans don't rep you, nigga.
Hold on, man.
Yeah, they do. I live as a Republican.
Hold on, man. Would you go to a MAGA rally?
No, because those are a bunch of
poor
whites.
You know
what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck?
You ain't a real Republican.
I'm a Republican.
You're not a real Republican.
Fine, I ain't a real Republican, but I live as I live as a Republican would live.
How do a Republican live?
I work.
I do,
pay
okay,
taxes.
Stop, pause. How do a Democrat live?
They're giving.
How do a Democrat live? If the Republicans work and pay taxes, what do a Democrat do?
If you were a true Democrat, you would be.
You don't work.
You would be.
Don't pay taxes.
You wouldn't. You would be totally reliant.
Bro, you talking about some old ass George Washington shit? I'm talking
about
right
now,
nigga.
Yes.
No. What?
You would be totally reliant on the government.
Niggas, when Democrats was president, we was paying taxes. We was going to work still. What you talking about?
So you're not relying on the government? Working, paying taxes.
That is relying on the government.
Yeah,
but
like
no.
You said the Democrats.
Democrats don't work and pay taxes. They be totally relying on the government to give them everything that they need.
Do that make sense to anybody in here?
No, because
none of y'all, exactly.
Obama was a Democrat. Did we pay taxes? Did we go to work? Did we rely on the government?
Unless you're homeless, you don't pay taxes. And I think homeless people pay taxes somehow.
Hey, man. All I want to say is...
Fuck Donald Trump.
Dog, you're not a real Republican if you wouldn't go to a MAGA rally, dog. Like,
nah,
only...
the MAGA is different than Republican. Them's like Republicans on Red Bull. Yeah.
Those are a bunch of poor whites who think that Donald Trump reps for them. He does not. He does not live the same life that y'all live.
They don't... They really don't want to. He will not be welcome at a MAGA rally.
But isn't MAGA rally a Trump rally? Right?
It's a Trump rally, but it's not a Republican rally. It's not a Republican rally, though. Okay. He's a Republican.
I'm Republican. I don't fuck with him. It's some niggas you fuck with.
He invited to the party, but he might not go.
I'm not going to go. I'm like, hey, man, you Republican, you can come in the house. I don't want to come in. I'm good.
Then they're like, fuck that.
There's some shit going on
there.
I don't fucking
like. Fuck him.
But I sure appreciate what y'all
kick out. He's not invited to the next one. He didn't bring shit.
What you doing here, boy?
But you would go to one of those Republican shits. I imagine.
He would go to a black Republican rally.
Black Republican rally? Yeah. Yeah, I would. Yeah,
man. We got to get these non-working niggas out of here.
They walking around the neighborhood with their pants around their asses.
Who's that nigga on that nag?
That's pretty much how it goes.
Who's that nigga on that nag?
That's
not.
Who's that nigga on that nag?
We all think like that.
That's how y'all gonna be. That's how y'all gonna
be. Y'all think like
bro,
that.
That's that old Jim Crow theory
bro,
ass
think,
shit.
I don't think like that, bro.
I don't think like that.
He probably wants to have fried chicken at our next party.
That's probably
don't forget the watermelon. Hey,
do any of y'all live in a predominantly black neighborhood?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
He's
yeah.
a motherfucking liar. Cause both I know what county both y'all live in.
But this is a neighborhood, right? This is predominantly
okay, black predominantly black county. Because there's five of them in Georgia.
Well, don't I mean. No, not necessarily.
Exactly.
I don't know the demographics, so it could be like black and Mexican, so don't make it seem like it's all white.
Oh, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying.
I'm just saying.
You ain't looking. Your next door neighbor.
We populate the majority of the earth. Where are you going?
I'm just saying.
We do, but we don't populate the majority of America. Mm. We only 15% of this bitch. 15% of
yeah,
us.
Yeah, white people are now becoming a minority.
Because Mexicans won't stop fucking, okay? It ain't
and
niggas.
These fat bitches. It's hot girl summer. What are you talking about?
So we should impregnate five bitches apiece. That's what you're saying.
Niggas
what?
Are impregnating five
what
bitches apiece,
bro. What
the
fuck are you talking about?
Man, bro, what are you talking about here, bro?
I'm not, dog. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Like,
classic.
Impregnate who?
That's
what? No. Well, you tripping. You tripping, dog. All right, man. So niggas wouldn't snitch. All right, man.
All boils down to niggas ain't telling.
Niggas ain't telling.
Niggas is telling their mama before they tell. Yeah. Niggas ain't gonna tell, boy. We already established that. It don't matter what you give
it. No, we said we'll punch our mama in the face.
Yeah, you'll punch your mama in the face.
I wanted to say that nigga got a tip. I said the same thing twice.
Yeah. But you ain't gonna tell on your mama, but you'll punch her in the face though. That's
but for you know,
would you okay, check this out. Would you run your mom's over?
What kind of
would you run her over with a car and she survived?
Is it like
would you tell? When you, what you not, tell?
Is it a stiff punch?
Just a quick like, boom. Oh, I hit her. I broke both her legs. She's going to be in hospital for a little while, but she'll be all right.
Damn.
I'm going to get her a player ass wheelchair.
Sorry, yeah, mama. Either,
yeah, as long as you don't slap your
sorry, mama. They want me to tell.
I'm just not going to go to jail.
Man. Would you rather punch?
I got to take me out. Fuck that. That's a bad, hard decision.
Yep. We established that, man. We know.
Nah, mom's be all right.
Real nigga. Establish that.
It's not a hard decision.
We established macaroni is macaroni not a safe topic anymore.
Yeah, we need macaroni sounds.
Macaroni safe as fuck.
All you ladies.
Not a safe topic.
Macaroni.
Send in your macaroni
no food
sound.
Topics. A safe topic.
Macaroni.
MP3s. Send all in your macaroni MP3s.
So now y'all do want the macaroni? I'm confused,
man. I was wanting them, but y'all made me feel weird about wanting the fucking macaroni. Nigga, because we was talking about real macaroni, and you start talking about turn the lights off and shit.
Because you want to hear the macaroni.
I don't believe
they can cook the macaroni and just turn the lights off. I want to hear it. I want to see it.
I don't believe you,
I like
sir.
That macaroni.
I don't believe that alibi at all.
Hey, but if they do that, macaroni.
That's tag your macaroni on Instagram.
I like that macaroni.
That's funny.
Is your shit crusty?
A song got that freak ass shit.
Is it moist somebody in the middle? Sure. Is it milky in the middle?
Milk cheesy.
What the fuck?
I'm talking about macaroni for real, man.
I know. I saw that.
Saying, macaroni is not a safe topic.
You know, baked macaroni, got they use milk and shit, and like don't real cheese, them. So you bake that shit. Don't just
what
don't
else
let
we
your
talk
shit
about?
Be
what else we talking about?
Nasty in the middle, bitch.
All kind of shit, man.
We talked about some dumb shit today, but it was good. Awesome.
Some dirtbag shit.
Productive conversation, man.
Yeah.
Yes.
Potato salad is good, but it's not as high ranking as macaroni.
Everybody don't say potato salad is good. I don't want it on my plate.
But I need an equal portion,
number one,
to be quite
honest. No, I need
to
eat
straight up with you. Like, if somebody put potato salad on my plate, like, if somebody making me a plate and they put potato salad on it, and they're like, you want potato salad? I'm like, nah. And they scrape it off and then, like, put a bun right there. I ain't eat that button.
What?
Man. Nah, you tripping, bro.
I'm going to be the nigga right there on the plate. Nigga.
I don't even like the potato salad sauce, like the leftover, whatever. Like if somebody got a napkin,
not
to put that
number
shit.
One, bro.
I don't want that
the
shit.
Meat is always number
whoa.
One.
Whoa.
You got to know who barbecues when you even get there.
Wait. I don't know if we can even say that, but the macaroni is the first.
Yeah, no. Macaroni, dog.
The meat, the
it'd
real
be
like, chicken.
Playing around the macaroni.
Dog, it's going to be like, yo.
I got the macaroni and the potato salad.
Dog, that's what I'm saying. And they're like, yo, man, I'm out of chicken, but I still got some macaroni in there. I'm going to be like,
see, my meat.
So y'all would go, so check this out. Y'all would go to a barbecue with no barbecue?
If I was late.
I want
some chicken now, money.
Okay.
I need a piece of chicken eventually.
Again, so the meat is number one, macaroni number two, potato salad number three, and like the rolls are like number four.
The meat and macaroni is tied.
Yeah, I'll give you that, but you're not going to just discard meat.
Because think about it. Because if you go.
I ain't saying,
we ain't going to say meat no more chicken. So if you go and it's fucking and it's chicken. If you go to a barbecue and ain't nothing but chicken, you can be like, bet, all right, cool. If you go to a barbecue and ain't nothing but macaroni and cheese, you can be like, all right, cool. So I think they tied. One
but it's you can't really have macaroni without meat, pause. But then you can't really have
you know
macaroni.
I stopped saying.
But you can have macaroni and potato salad, too. Like, it's still
Why you eat macaroni and potato salad? That's why niggas be shitting all kind of crazy shit, man.
You ain't never had macaroni and potato salad?
Nigga, I ain't never had potato salad but one time in my life.
How about macaroni and sweet potato? Do you let yours touch?
Hell yeah. Macaroni and sweet potatoes go together.
They go together, nigga.
Like on a Thanksgiving plate, macaroni dressing, sweet potatoes, they go together.
Yeah, because a little juice on the sweet potatoes.
You can even throw the greens in there. Throw the greens on the
collard greens, get that little
dressing. Get dizzy.
But the cranberry sauce.
Guess what? Potato salad got to stay over there, though.
No.
Potato salad ain't even included. You can't even include
at Thanksgiving?
Potato salad. No.
At Thanksgiving?
Yeah. Do they make potato salad?
Yes.
What's up? See, I'll be oblivious to it. I don't even ask if potato salad is
here. Look, I'm the nigga be like, hey, you going to get
I'm just worried about that. I don't know what it is. Where macaroni and cheese at? What's up, macaroni and cheese? Where candy at? Candy. What up, Greens?
You don't want that shit. What up, Greens?
My nigga Turk. My barbecue. He's talking to the food. Nigga, he's thinking, what up, Greens? Oh.
Oh, yeah, nigga. You know you on one there. Yeah.
Sweet potato. No,
my nigga Cakes Pies. What up, Cakes Pies?
When them yams mixed with them greens, though, that shit is.
Yams and greens, yeah. That shit is.
They like the yams and the macaroni better, man.
Yams and macaroni.
Yeah, too.
Yeah.
I mean, but they can't mix with
anybody. Yeah. That's the one with the baked beans.
But something got to have hot sauce on it.
That's the combo.
Something got to have hot sauce on it between the three. Something got to have. You ain't going to put it on
the greens.
But the greens and the dressing and the macaroni going to have hot sauce.
I can put hot sauce on my dressing.
Oh, man, that dressing, boy. That dressing, man.
Hot sauce on your
gravy with the turkey gravy. Boom.
It is about to be holiday season.
It's about to be holiday season.
That's why we talking about this shit.
Damn, son.
I ain't had no good Thanksgiving.
About to have trick-or-treats out here.
I'm about to start making room right now, matter of fact.
Trick-or-treating.
Making room. Mad plates.
Tricks and treats.
Trick-or-treating.
Hey, y'all go to y'all other bitch house today after Thanksgiving to get that ragged-ass plate?
What the fuck are you talking about?
Do you?
What other bitch?
I try to. I try to get over there.
This is after married, man. Do you?
Yeah, man. I try to get over there, man.
Shut up, man.
That ragged-ass plate she made. Bitch knew I wasn't going to come over that day, man.
Shut up.
What? Nah, man. Oh,
gotta,
man, my shit. She
gotta drop it off to the house, man. Bring that shit by the crib. Man. I ain't coming over there. You want me to stay all day?
Exactly.
Football coming on.
I ain't incriminating myself. I gotta go back to my real family.
On the grounds of my man. Incriminate myself.
I usually eat some Chinese food.
Ain't saying shit.
On Thanksgiving?
I'm by myself, nigga.
Eat some ribs.
That's some sad ass bachelor shit, nigga. I'm gonna go eat some Chinese food. I ain't even gonna get invited over nobody's house, nigga. I'm just gonna eat some Chinese food. Everybody posting pics. He's going through his
nine times out of ten. Like, you just want to go eat and go home after that. You just want to go eat and go home.
I mean, I go get a plate, but ain't really no leftovers because I ain't cooking all that shit. So, like, so they like, I'm about to be like, oh yeah, I got Thanksgiving leftovers. And Thanksgiving.
What if people did that? Like, come to your house for Thanksgiving and then come back for leftovers the next day. Like, hey, what's up, bro?
Oh yeah, he still got some.
You still got that food?
They do that shit. People do that shit.
Still got that food. They do that.
Like, as a family, though, like, they're playing it, right?
Nah, I know niggas like who, like, hey, I know you still got that food.
I ain't never done that.
Now, grandma, like, that's different. I used to do that shit. I was like, grandma, you still got that? You still got that yam?
I got a whole pot of
them. I come get me a whole bowl of them, motherfucker. Just yam. That's all I want. Yams. Yeah, but shit. Whoever cooking, you know. Send us
let us know, please. Let us know.
Invite us, maybe.
Yeah.
We do a podcast from your dinner table right
there.
Next
if you want to do a live Thanksgiving podcast, let us know, man. If you supply
if you want to cater it, yeah, come cater that shit.
That'll be awesome, man. We need some.
We're going to talk shit about your food and shit.
I'm like, I see you ain't eating them macaroni and cheese over there. It's like a block of cheese over that motherfucker.
It's just macaroni. Some macaroni and cheese is disguised. It look like macaroni and cheese, but it's just macaroni because once you scoop it, all the cheese is
that was on top, you fucking fish.
I swear I had some cheese. Now you're eating crack noodles. You just eating noodles they hard and shit. Like, oh, she overcooked
it. Bitch, did you run out of motherfucking cheese?
Fuck, I just had one brick.
Man, you couldn't have called nobody.
You need 3-4 bricks.
Oh, yeah. You always got to stock
niggas up,
man.
Yeah,
man. Speaking of which, man, speaking of stock up, dog, they about to bring back one of my favorite shows ever, man. Growing up.
Hip hop?
Projects. Nah, man. Shit,
good times.
Like, growing up. Getting out of school.
Martin coming back?
Nah, getting out of school, being hungry and shit. Supermarket sweep.
That was your shit coming. See, I ain't see that shit coming home.
That shit
come on
like
7
o'clock. That's like right before the 8 o'clock shows come on.
When I stayed home from school, like when I was sick and shit.
Nigga,
that shit used to come on like 3-4 times.
I used to imagine myself, dog, being able to just grab a grocery cart and pick out everything.
Mad grocery. Get the fancy toothpaste. I'm getting the fancy shit.
Yeah, I'm getting this.
And that's how I feel when I get food stamps.
Yeah, like,
you ain't even looking at the price and shit.
You about to go rehab it, nigga.
I'm getting all the Simplies today, nigga. Give me all the Simply Juices, nigga. Give me all them shits.
Hey, have y'all seen Juicy Juice? Is that still a thing?
Juicy Juice?
Juicy Juice.
Hell yeah, Juicy Juice. You got kids, nigga. You got a baby. You should know that.
Designer.
We ain't got wicked.
Snacks.
Nigga, you ain't got to have. That's the juice they can drink.
Man, you got to get that word.
I think it ain't got no sugar or something.
Yeah. You got to get that designer snacks, baby.
Designer snack?
This is where you get all that.
Like the actual Twinkie?
You get all the bougie shit. You start getting Cliff Bars and shit. I'm about to eat healthy, nigga. Fuck this shit. I'm getting mad salmon.
For real.
Mad salmon and shit.
Salmon on
chicken breasts. You eat good for about a week.
And then you right back, goddamn Burger King.
Right back
line.
To noodles, nigga. Like, chopping up the, I'm about to chop up these shit.
How dare you try and leave us, nigga?
Noodles ain't going nowhere, nigga. I don't care how much money I got. Noodles, I'm running to you, baby.
Hey, you eat regular noodles?
I keep a pack of noodles.
No, I
got to
get the emergency. I seen like some dope joints. It's like some good noodles out there these days.
It's not basically the red bag.
My emergency different chicken joints. You know how they have the little fucking, in case of emergency, break this glass? That's what mine is.
Okay, now what's better? What's better, the cup or the pack?
Oh, nigga.
The cup noodles just don't be right, like they not real noodles, and you might not be a juice nigga.
I
don't want no juice.
You just got to put the right amount of water in.
Right, I don't. That's what I'm saying. I damn near empty out all the water.
Cup noodles, where it's at.
Oh, you said the cup? You a cup?
Nah,
man. Everybody said the pack. Wow,
pack.
I mean, because
you get that extra season.
I've done some prison time. Yeah, I don't never want to see
the cup. I feel you. The cup.
No,
I remember the cup from college though. The cup was all you could do because you got the hot, you got the little tea kettle shit. Boil the water real quick and then pour the hot water in the cup. Walk to class. By the time you get halfway to class, eat your noodles, man.
Yeah, but with the pack in jail, when you gotta heat it up with the damn shower.
I mean, whatever gets you done.
That shit fucked my head up the first time. That nigga handed me a pack of noodles. He was like, "All right, man, I know you missed, you know, dinner."
So they weren't necessarily hot. It was kind of like warm.
It was just like, yeah.
You had to let them sit though.
Yeah, so keep fucking with them. But I'm eating them shits like fucked up in the head. Like, this is my life now? Like, shit, I guess I need to stop doing that dumb shit out there in these streets. I guess, I don't know. I'm going to
get this in.
Nigga, you got to survive.
I get it. But them packs be hitting for me, man. I ain't going to lie, man. So I always keep one in the cut just in case of emergency. Like, shit, if I ever get hungry.
Hell yeah.
I got to go to something.
Oh yeah.
Just give me some eggs, man. Yeah, that's all you need. Carton of eggs, nigga. You can make 32 different meals.
What if the eggs go bad? If the eggs go bad, man, ramen noodles ain't going bad, though.
Nah, them shits ain't going bad.
Eggs ain't going bad.
You can throw them shits in the trunk.
Yeah.
Come back to them shits next summer, like, I got me a pack of noodles, nigga.
Nigga, all the air out.
Next summer, I done seen.
I dehydrated already.
Shit, I got some ramen that I done had for about 7 years, though. Ain't
that shit. They gonna heat that shit up.
Man. Yeah, no, that shit might make you.
Should I? Nah, like a super. Them bitches still good, nigga.
Do that shit expire? Do they expire?
I don't think they expire.
I don't know. Noodles in the can, do shit in the can expire?
Yeah, it does. Oh, they got like a 10-year shelf.
What don't expire? What can, like, say it's like a zombie apocalypse and it's like...
Oh, like dehydrated shit.
Like, what can we be eating?
Dehydrated.
Why do all those on the movies they be eating beans? Like, years later after the apocalypse and shit.
Because it might be, like, 3-4 years.
I mean...
This should be years later. I'm just saying, like...
Your niggas are still picky. They don't want to eat beans, even when the world's going.
Ooh, peaches, and they be eating them shit. Like, nah, nigga.
No, because things in the can have, like, a 10-year lifespan.
5 years, my nigga.
Yeah, things in the can have a 10-year lifespan. Things are frozen have, like, a 3-year lifespan.
Oh, yeah.
But anything dehydrated...
Frozen no more if it's an apocalypse, nigga. Shit thawed out.
Well, if you just so happen to find one of those neighborhoods that didn't...
So you said spam is the only thing. Spam don't got no expiration. Spam don't expire.
They don't.
Jalapeno cheese.
They don't water enough.
Rice don't expire. Do it though.
Nah, rice don't expire.
So anything dried, like dried beans.
Yeah, anything without water in it does not expire.
Okay,
that's why you expire.
Like them dried beans and shit that come in the bag, you can stock up on them.
Yeah, you can get them all day.
Yeah. Fucking shit happen.
Yeah, like the mashed potatoes.
Man, I keep a bag of limas, dog. I got a bag of lima beans right now. In case something happens.
Okay.
Nice shit. Hey, man, throw the bitches in the pot.
Red beans, yeah, I can use some red beans on that.
Yeah, red beans. Right, red beans and rice. You could be a red beans and rice eating ass.
Lima beans and turkey wings, baby. For the rest of your life.
I had a lima beans so long.
Grow me some veggies.
Yeah, yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Lima beans and turkey wings.
That's my favorite shit growing up.
Nah, me too, dog. Lima beans and turkey wings,
boy. Lima beans and turkey. Oh, y'all some country.
Yeah, dog.
I don't
even want no lima beans on my plate. What the fuck is these? I don't want no lima beans unless I got some corn. String beans, carrots with it.
Gotta be salty a little bit for this food.
With the rice.
I do fried cabbage all the time, bro. Whoa. That's my shit, bro.
I like fried cabbage.
Hey, that shit done turned into a munchie shit.
Yeah, niggas got munchies now.
I'm hungry as a bitch right now. I ain't gonna lie.
Niggas done smoke
and shit.
And my phone
got
that munchie.
Niggas like, damn, when I need this motherfucker.
It's a dope movie. Like,
I might go make some lima beans.
And my phone 2%.
Think about to make some turkey wings and lima beans.
I need to let some soak now, man. Let me go ahead and get these things soaking.
I'm gonna charge my phone with the kid. I don't think.
Android, nigga, don't judge me.
You still got PlayStation 2?
Nothing.
I don't. But
I probably would've.
Oh, shit. Oh, man, so it was a great fucking episode, man. Who the fuck we had here today, man, with us?
And don't judge my Android. I got a charger.
Huh? Oh, Eddie Kane, man. From, I guess we can go from right to left. Eddie Kane, Bullhorn underscore on Instagram.
Yeah.
Appreciate everybody for tuning in. Hey, we only get an hour on live.
That I just being cut off on y'all.
Yeah, it cut off. Yeah. So we're going to get an hour.
Bits.
But after that, you just, I mean, just listen to the fucking podcast.
Just go on YouTube and watch the whole thing, man.
Yeah. We on YouTube too? I got
something. Yeah, it will be.
Lining my shit up like
shit,
that.
Man, why are you asking questions like that?
Apologize.
No, I got to explain.
Or the only kid nasty. I appreciate y'all for letting niggas slide.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate you coming through, dog.
Welcome, welcome.
You already know who this is. Flames B, your bitch, you.
I hear
Flames B 36.
Yeah, follow that guy. Listen to his music.
He rock music.
Dope. He's dope. And it's your boy, you know, J.R. On Instagram, follow us on High Class Dirtbags Podcast and follow High Class Dirtbags Clothing. We got some shit.
Check out the clothing, please.
Hey. Don't worry, you know.
Gunshot.
So that's what it is, man.
Gunshot.
We going to catch y'all next time. Might be next week. Where's that?
Second. Out this motherfucker, man.
Appreciate
you. Oh.
Right,
and who am I? I'm on Lansky.
I can eat everything right now.
I swear.
They just called me. Yeah. I probably got a motherfucker.
Did you even do your outro, nigga?
Outro,
nigga. You already know what it is, man. Lansky 1-9 person. 3 hours. On Instagram. So I'm gonna get more.